Comedian!
The Upper Room!
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah! You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South?
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Hey, 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 what's happening, y'all? And welcome to another funky, fresh edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you, first of all, tonight is a great night. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm fired up about tonight. And I'm fired up about tonight because tonight we get a chance to talk about who is our favorite comedian. You know what I'm talking about. You have a list of people that's your favorite. We're going to talk about that tonight. It's coming right up. You know how we get down. Of course, we have the old school Get Hype song. Now, the old school Get Hype song is a song. It's not going to get you hype. It's a slow jam, but it's funny. We're going to talk about it. Plus, in the listener lounge tonight, we're going with old school hip-hop tonight. I want you to be fired up as you go about your week. It's midweek. The weekend is almost here. It's time to get fired up and get ready to go. You know we keep you updated when it comes to news and weather. You know how we got you. We take care of you on that. News is only seconds away. Weather is about 30 minutes away. And a three-minute commentary is just around the corner as well. Look, it is Wednesday. Are you fired up? Are you fired up? Are you fired up like I am? Because I'm fired up and I'm ready to go. Fired up and ready to go. All right, folks, it's time to get the party started right. Because we're coming, we're coming, we're coming. 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 We're here, T.O. Let's get this party started right. T.O., let's get this party started right. T.O., can we get the party started right? No, we can't get the party started right. Oh, come on, T.O., please. Get the party started right. Oh, what a way to start the show today. All right, look, we're going to do something as I tap dance. Let's get it going, folks.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Ryle Show starts now.
Vote! You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration offered an early snapshot today of how the government's problem-plagued health insurance website is discouraging sign-ups. NPR's Scott Horsley reports fewer than 27,000 people registered for coverage through the federal website during its first month of operation.
The October enrollment figure is a small fraction of what the government hoped to see by now. When you add in the number of people who signed up through state-run websites, the total is larger, but not by much. Only 106,000 people nationwide managed to complete the process. That's about 20% of the government's October target. The administration notes nearly a million additional people have successfully used the state and federal websites to explore insurance options, but have not yet purchased a plan. A Officials say they expect the bulk of the signups to come closer to the deadline, but it's clear technical problems have limited registration. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The government of the Philippines says it is overwhelmed by the typhoon that hit the country last week. While a massive international aid effort has been ramping up, most experts say it's not quick enough to help the estimated 600,000 people who've been displaced by the typhoon. Cabinet Secretary Rene Almendras says the country at the moment is dealing with an aid effort unlike anything it's ever experienced.
You add the situation of a destroyed logistics system, destroyed airport, you have a total destruction of some communities, plus the fact that the local government, which is key to any disaster response that we have, was completely in shambles.
Most of the aid that's arrived in the country remains bottled up in Manila, washed out roads and battered. Toronto City Council, in a non-binding vote, is asking the city's embattled mayor, Rob Ford, to take a break from his job in order to deal with, quote, personal issues. Today's vote comes on the heels of recent revelations from the mayor he has smoked crack cocaine and also purchased illegal drugs within the past 2 years. Ford continues to maintain he has no intention of leaving office.
I have talked to my family. I have talked to professionals. Counselor, action speaks louder than words. I ask for forgiveness. I've apologized. I want to move on.
Counselors, by a 37-5 vote, called on Ford to not only take the leave of absence, but also to apologize for misleading city residents. Recent polls show 76% of Toronto voters think Ford should step down or take a leave of absence. Officials at Camp Pendleton in Southern California say four Marines are dead today following what is being described as an accident at a training range. While few details are available, Marine spokesman says the type of operation the Marines were involved in could have involved ordnance disposal. The identity of the victims has not been released. His deaths come 8 months after a mortar shell explosion killed seven Marines during a live fire training exercise in Nevada. More record highs on Wall Street. The Dow closing at a record high today, as well as the S&P. The Dow gained 70 points. The S&P 500 was up 14 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Recently, we did a segment on the Sirius side called Is America Still That Shining City on the Hill? Is America still a place people would like to come to follow their dreams? The land of opportunity, the home of the free and the brave. You know, we hear this all the time when people talk about this great nation of ours. And for me, I look at this thing from a different perspective. And what I mean by that is this. You all know that I travel abroad. I was just in Doha, Qatar, about a week ago, this time last week to be exact. And one of the things that I mentioned on the Sirius side was how I would get up in the morning, turn on their local TV, and, you know, watching the morning news. And the morning news talked about, you know, some of the things that were going on from an economic standpoint from the city of Doha. And I was thinking about this. This is wow. You know, I didn't hear about one killing. I didn't hear about one stabbing. I didn't hear about one bank robbery. I didn't hear anything illegal or anything that was lawless in this country. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. When I'm at home, when I turn the news on at home, the first thing I hear, police are looking for two young black men who robbed and killed a clerk at 7-Eleven, or a young lady is missing, or a 3-year-old girl was beaten to death by her husband's or by her mother's boyfriend. And I said to myself, wow, how could you go from listening to news about economic growth in a city, talking about all the new things that a city's doing? It was almost like a Bloomberg report listening to Qatar news. And that's, you know, listen, trust me, it's not just Qatar. I was in Doha, I experienced the same thing. And even in Great Britain, when I was in Scotland, same thing. Really didn't hear anything about crime. But you can't turn on the local news without getting it here. So it makes me wonder, why would people want to come to this place? A place where there's a possibility you can get your head blown off because someone likes some rims on your car. The possibility of somebody snatching your kid off the bus stop. This makes you think. And so the question is freedom really worth all the things that could go wrong living in a civilized nation? Does that make sense? Because as I say this, I'm struggling to find the words, because the bottom line is that, listen, Doha is a beautiful city. Dubai is a beautiful city. I mean, those people, they know American stuff. You can watch American TV in these places. But I just wonder, why do people want to be like us when we're so savage? Some of the things that we do. Makes you think when you travel abroad. Just makes you think. Or like Arsenio Hall used to say, things that make you go, that's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elias?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, I tell you what, bro. You know, I can always tell how the show is going to go. I don't know what happened to any of the audio. It is not showing up in the board at all. I'm like, okay,
did
here we go. Yeah, I did.
And
still is not showing up in the board at all. So I have no idea what's going on tonight. So all I can say is trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. And it's not freaking October, but that's the only thing I can think of. What the hell is going on, Mr. Elias?
Man, I guess the goblins are going on, bro. I guess that's
what's
going on.
I don't know
what's
going on. I mean, I'm like, yeah, T.O. T.O.? T.O.? Please, T.O.
Yeah, it took me like 10 minutes to get in on this side of it, man. I was like,
oh, damn, see? Okay, well, look, it's one of those shows. But that's all right, though. We're going to make it happen. So what the hell did you do today, Mr. Elias?
Went to work, man. That's what I did today. Went to work.
And can you lie sometimes to say you did something else? I mean, can you just tell
a
lie?
That's what I did. That's what I did, man.
I mean, because
you ain't getting home.
I worked and I went home and I
Thanks for I can come home to a home. You know what I'm saying? I think,
oh,
I'm
now you
got to
put that on. Well, I'm glad I came home because, you know, you never know. I probably didn't have to come home. All right,
A lot of people can come home. Man. You know, a lot of people can't afford a home. So, hey, I'm thankful I got one. How about that?
Well, Mr. Elias, this is not Face the Nation, Mr. Elias. This is a comedy show. This is supposed to make people laugh. Hey, a lot of people.
Stop asking me all these other damn questions then.
A lot of people could have, just decided they come home to an empty spot. And you never know, you know. I mean, but you're right. I mean, hey, listen, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Now, let's talk about something real quick. Now, I noticed somebody's missing tonight.
Hey. Okay.
So I'm wondering, is this a spillover from Saturday?
If it is, let it be.
If it is, it ain't going to be pretty. That's all I can say.
I'm not even going to go there.
Huh?
I'm not babysitting nobody. If it didn't work out for you, didn't like the way it went down, I'm sorry. But hell, I'm not gonna let you cuss me out. I'm gonna sit there and take it. Come on, man. Stop.
Ooh, somebody fired up already. Boy, you got your paddle out tonight. You gonna spank some booty tonight? That's what I'm talking about. When
you can't cuss me out, I'm gonna accept. You can't call me all kind of names. I'm sorry. Ooh, let me let you cuss me out because
you're
on the show.
Do you hear that noise in the background?
No, I don't.
I tell you, man, it's crazy tonight. It is. It is crazy tonight. All right, 347-850-1272, 43 minutes after the hour, J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition. Glad you guys are in the house. Look, we have a great show on tap for you tonight. And I think it's going to be fun tonight because we get a chance to talk about something that I think is so cool. You know, who's your favorite comedian? And I can't wait to get into it because, you know, oh, man. And, you know, when you start talking about favorite this and favorite that, then the bottom line is that, you know, you're like, wow, you know, who is who and who is what? You know what I'm saying? And you can just start quoting some lines. So it's going to be fun. And I think I know who yours is, but we'll wait until we get to the QOD. Let's bring in old Rich Sister. Hello, Rich Sister. How you be?
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing all right. I saw you right, post on Facebook, too. I saw it.
I
just can't stop listening to this mess. Ooh, if the cuss words don't bother you, go on and tune on in. I'm like, oh, Rich Sister, thank you for the promotion.
Yeah.
I just can't stop listening. I can't stop listening to the chaos.
I got to listen to it
before I tuned in here.
You did what? Say what?
Listen to it again before I tuned in here.
Okay, let me. Okay, so here's my question. Here's my question. How many times have you listened to it, Rich Sister? She's laughing. She was really, enjoying herself. Huh?
Yeah.
How many times did you listen to it, Rich Sister?
You don't want to know.
Okay, I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to let it go because apparently there was something that tickled your fancy, and so you wanted to listen to it over and over and over again. And when I saw her post, I went back and listened to it. I'm like, why the hell did she want to listen to this? Because, boy, it got juicy towards the middle. Everybody was fighting. Let's bring in this old heifer here. I'm glad she wasn't here because it had been
hi
old.
There. Six is for sex.
You send me swinging. The hell is. Oh, you send me swinging. Send me swing. I want to swing.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Hollywood. Hollywood.
Hollywood swinging.
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
I missed somebody cussing.
You sure
on the
did.
Show.
You sure did.
That's
oh
a game.
My
thank God,
God
your ass did.
Saturday
oh.
Show.
I'm going to go back and listen because, you know, I would have been right there. What's it?
Good to hear you wouldn't. You'd have got hit just like the rest of them. I was swinging at people. I was swinging for the fences.
I don't care about getting hit. I don't care. As long as I get one word in, I'm good.
Let me tell you something. It got so bad, I cussed and I got hit that. That's how bad it got.
Did you?
Favorite part of all.
Yeah, whatever.
Wow.
I know you like stuff like that. You ain't no but a troublemaker, Rich Sister. You ain't no but a troublemaker.
That's my favorite part. Yeah, I heard you cussing and you got hit in your eye. That was my favorite part.
That's why you know, boy, I tell you, it's a shame. It's a damn shame. So, hello, you. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's raining here in California, but it's not. You know,
it
it's
never
wonderful.
Rains in Southern California.
I'm in Northern.
I'm to get there.
Look, I'm in Northern California, and it always rains.
Oh, okay. It always rains in Northern California. I see you when you get I can change the words. So, yeah, I'm glad you weren't here because it would have been worse. I tell you, I took the worst ass
kicking. No, I probably
would have
just sat back. I probably would have sat back.
No, you wouldn't.
Listen.
No, everybody
you know,
was
I just like to do it real. No,
now,
you know, I just like to say it, you know.
Trust me.
I wouldn't have said
that. No, Rich Sister wasn't even getting it off. She was getting some.
What?
She was sneak punch. She was sucker punching me too. I heard her. I went
what?
Back and listened to her. I heard some of the comments she made underneath her breath. I said, Rich Sister, boy, you ain't nothing, boy. You just as sorry as they are.
Oh,
sorry,
well,
self.
You must have put pissed people off like you usually.
Oh,
do
I got beat up. And let me tell you what. Listen. I just said to everybody. Oh, but we have. Okay, look, let me say this real quick. I just said to everybody that people. There are times where you have to tell a lie.
No, it's not. You ain't never got a lie. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I said, okay, fine. I'm done. They whooped that ass, Miss Terry. They whooped that ass. That's all I got
to
say.
There are times when you have to tell a lie. And if I'm getting ready to go
there.
To prison or something like that, I might probably have to lie first a little bit.
I need
to get in prison.
You don't
I need
have
you
to tell
see.
Now.
Okay.
You can choose to
nope,
tell a lie.
You don't.
There
you
go. You
don't have to tell
no okay,
lie.
I'm not going
to
rehack it. We're done. We are done because I'm telling you, I still got ham and cheese on my eyes. You know when you get hit, they put a big ham over your eye. My ass hurts and my eyeballs is darkened. I got that
ass
whooped and I'm done.
Too,
I'm done
did
with
you
it.
You see the mac and cheese specialist yet?
Yeah, I saw. You know what bump you, Rich? Just to bump you.
I say pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 good minutes sponsored by the Rib Zone. And, you know, 10 good minutes where we kind of talk about you know, whatever we want to talk about. It's off topic. I got a couple of things to talk about in 10 good minutes tonight, though. I think it's going to be fun. I have an announcement, and I have something that just came across my mind. But before we do that, let's bring in the lady of the house. Hello, Momo BZ in the Heezy.
Hi.
Ooh.
How you doing?
What's poppin'? Hi, Miss Elias. Sisters.
Hey,
Momo.
Hello,
everyone.
Hey,
Momo
B.
Hey, Momo B. Hey, Jay, Rizzy.
Did she call me a sissy? She's popping like Jeffrey Daniels from Shalimar or something. I'm just popping. They call me the Pop Alone Kip. Okay, all right. Well, we're glad that you're here because it won't be Wednesday without.
I'm just saying hello because you didn't play my intro. You mad because I was late? But I'm late because
I'm going to play your intro on this thing. Oh, you're already fighting.
It's a long
form
issue. That's what it is. You know I'm always on time, baby. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. Yes. You got a reason. So I'm mad.
Whenever you need me.
I'm mad. Yes,
I'll be there.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
I'll be around. Well, you know what? I will play. You know what? You're right. We're going to play your intro. We're going to play your intro. We got you. We're going to play your intro. All right? You know, listen, it's 10 good minutes. I got you. All right. Now, let me make an announcement real quick, guys. Here's an announcement, and I tell you, I found this out yesterday. And for those who've been listening to the show for a very long time, because, you know, believe it or not, I realize that there are people who have been listening to this show since its inception, which makes me feel honored. That means they've been listening since 2009. If you've been listening since 2009, you know who the original three were on this show: Tyreek Styles and Home Team. Well, I am proud to announce tonight that Home Team is getting married, Mr. L.E.S.
God bless him, man. Thank God he's getting married.
Well, you sound very excited. I think I'll have to think about it if I was listening to that. Thank God he gets married.
I'm happy in the
Brother, watch out. Keep your fingers crossed when you're at the altar. Put your hand behind your back and say, I do, unless you do something stupid. But, yeah, he's getting married.
He's in a chair tall year, so he needs to, man. He needs to go on stuff.
He is, man. You know, I didn't realize he was that old, dog. But I'm going to tell you something, bro. Well, you know, but you know what, bro? He still plays basketball with young guys. I mean, man, I have to admit, bro, he is in great shape.
He might be in great shape, but he ain't out there hitting it like he used to. Come on, stop it.
No, ain't there none of us hitting it like we used to. I mean, come on. Well, I don't know. I didn't ask him, but, you know, ain't none of us hitting it like we used to. That's why, you know, Miss Terry going to kind of look out when I see her, because if she'd have called me about 10 years ago, I would knock her damn shade sideways. But now, they only going to be tipping a little sideways. I can't knock them all the way off her head like I want to.
2.5 minutes.
What'd you say, Miss Elias?
2.5 good minutes you're going to give them.
That's 2.5 minutes.
A whole minute. A whole minute.
Let me tell you something. It'll be the best minute of your life, baby. It'll be the best minute of your life. I had you licking your lips and smacking your tongue when I get done with your
ass.
I'll
be walking around town waiting for somebody to finish up because you'll be someplace knocked
out. And the hits continue on Wednesday night. Oh, my Lord. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Now, let me ask you this, man. I had one of my "Are you smarter than a fifth grade?" moments earlier this week, man. I'm riding around. I'm thinking to myself, why the hell do we have earwax, right? I don't know where this came from. So I decided to look up earwax. And do you know what it says about earwax, Mr. Elliott?
No, I don't, Jay. I really thought about that question, my brother.
Have you thought about it too, like me?
No, I never have. I never have.
You never drove around and just thought about why do we poop? You never thought of that?
Probably what?
Why do we poop? Why do we fart?
Because,
you never thought of that?
So you won't die. So you can get rid of gases out your body.
But have you ever thought about how it gets that nasty smell? Like, how is it that some of them are silent and you don't smell nothing, and then there's some that's loud and can knock you off your damn feet? You never thought about this?
It's the food you eat.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's all it's about, your diet. It's your food.
Have you ever sat around and thought about what you eat,
baby? What you taking in is what you putting out. Hello?
What you say?
Everybody knows that.
Okay, all right.
Depends what you're checking
in. Okay, but okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever thought about where a squirrel's ding-dong sandwich is? If a squirrel is standing up.
No, I haven't thought about a squirrel's ding. I don't think anybody knows but mine.
But see, this is curiosity
like,
stuff.
Are you still wounded from Saturday?
I am a little wounded from Saturday. I'm still a little dizzy. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm still a little dizzy. I'm still a little dizzy.
I'm still staggered.
But see,
line
it's called curious. It's called being curious. And so you don't wonder about these things. You don't wonder about where a squirrel ding dong is and stuff like that.
This is stuff kids sit around smoking weed think about.
Right. Pass the pipe, girl. Puff, puff, pass.
The only time I was talking about any of that stuff is when I was high. So Jay, right now,
Thanksgiving. That's what happened.
Huh? Mac and cheese. You still suck on mac and cheese. Look, leave mac and cheese alone, Richard. You don't even cook for Thanksgiving. How are you going to tell somebody what to prepare? What you make for Thanksgiving? I make some bacon and eggs.
Richard cannot even talk about cooking while I'm on the line.
I know.
No way. No more. It can't be done. I'm sorry. No,
I made some turkey.
After last show, I realized all the different things
Whatever.
You can. It's no whatever. You can't talk about it. You can talk about anything else, but cooking is not one of them.
I make some turkey bacon. Does that count? No. Jesus Christ. I'm like, what are you talking about, Rich?
I was shocked and amazed. I was confused.
Yeah. So you can't talk about it.
You know what? No, this is, let me tell you, real talk. The reason why I was so confused is everybody got their own things that they do. Everybody got to cook. I know girls that don't cook. So I'm not one of those people like, you got to cook. I'm not one of those. However, my thing about what Richard said on the whole situation is, let me break it down. What she said on the previous show, not on this show, but on the
Ladies
she,
First Radio.
She said that her daughter got to be married before she moves in with any man. If you don't cook, there's 9 times out of 10 your daughter don't cook. That's just how it is. I don't know this for sure. I may be wrong, but if you don't cook, your daughter don't cook. She gonna get no man. She gonna get married. She gonna be living the life as a single woman, checking out like everybody else do. And that's no, don't do that, Jay. Because if her daughter can cook and if she got a husband, then I want Rich's sister to say that yeah, my daughter can cook. Boo, and she got a husband, boo. But if not, if she don't cook or got a husband, I understand why and she can get one. Because you gotta cook. I thought everybody know how to cook in our generation. Like, what? I'm shocked that Richard don't know how to cook. I'm stunned. I'm amazed. I'm doing that.
Wait a minute. Rich sister don't know how to cook.
Uh-oh. No? Newsflash.
Now, that's their perception.
Oh,
she make bacon and eggs.
I'm like, wow.
That's their perception.
No, that's what you said, Richard. So you said that. I'm not gonna lie on you. That's what you said.
I said cooking and you misquoted that. I said cooking is about directions, and you misquoted that Saturday.
I didn't misquote nothing. I'm not really quiet on me on out because I heard what I heard and I even reran the show. So I heard it twice. So now I'm done. I'm not going to argue with nobody because I only argue with guys. I don't argue with females. So I'm
Mm-hmm. That sounds like you better not go risk it. Sound like she's gonna spank somebody's head. I heard it in the voice. All right, look, Tinker is sponsored by the Rib Zone 5020, Highway 78 in Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat $14.95 barbecue buffet. Let me tell you, he has rubs coming out real soon. I had some. This dude is a genius. Memphis, you don't understand what you got. Go check out Denny Den. It's some good stuff. All right, look, the old school Get Hype song's coming up. It's a song that is smooth, but the message is crazy as hell. We're going to talk about that on the other side. Plus, I'll finish my earwax story. We'll get into the QLD, the question of the day. It's the J. Ryle Show. It's the Wednesday edition, 347-850-1272. Hang tight. We'll be right back, y'all.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Hi, meteorologist Scott Larian. We're taking out our three-day forecast, and we've got quite a whopper of a storm system coming out of the Rockies into the heart of the country for Thursday and Friday. This thing is marching towards the East Coast to finish out the work week and to take us into our weekend before Thanksgiving. It has got some rain, it has got some snow, and it's got some wind also. So you can see this zone here right where the front is, dividing the cold air in the north central United States from the warm 70s and 80s down across Texas and the Gulf Coast on Thursday. As we head on into Friday and for the weekend, we're dealing with wet weather on the warm side of the storm from Texas up into Ohio. We're dealing with a narrow band of snow from Wisconsin back into parts of western Oklahoma and Texas. And several days here on the backside of the system of wet weather in the desert southwest. We are so thankful to see the rain in Phoenix, Arizona. San Francisco's got some rain from this guy, and some snow's coming, first good snow of the season to parts of Colorado. Temperatures this weekend in the 30s, in Denver, 40s in Albuquerque, and 60s with rain showers in Phoenix. Now, towards Saturday, we've got wet weather pulling into Atlanta to the eastern seaboard, and some cooler numbers coming this weekend behind this storm system as it marches on to the Atlantic coast. New York, a rainy Saturday, 48 degrees, D.C. 51, Boston 48, and looking like we're still hanging on to a few showers here in the southwest for this upcoming weekend.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
I'm a man. Master's Touch, my boy YB, and my boy Emir, and whoever else out there got a homie that's in a gangster lean, and also my boys in the pen, and they'll never see the street again, cause you know what, it don't matter what they was doing while they was here, they could've been banging, slanging, but they ain't here no more, now somebody's daddy, somebody's baby, that's somebody's homie. So go and let them rest in peace while they in that gangsta lean. You know what I'm saying? That's on the real low.
This is for my homie.
Now that you're in that gangsta lean, well, well, well.
See you when I get there.
And the preacher says, we gonna turn to him 42. Oh, Piccolo Fletcher said, I can't play 42. He said, that's all right, bro. We know you're on parole. Let's try 106. I can't play that either, Mr. Preacher. And he said, what about 39? I can't play it. What about 66? I can't play that either. Somebody stood up in church talking about, Piccolo Fletcher, motherfucker! And the preacher jumped up and said, all right, that's enough of that shit. Now the man that called my piccolo player a motherfucker, bring his ass up here. Nobody moved. Man, this went on for about an hour. I was in church myself wondering who the man is sitting next to me. One more time, he said, well, the man is sitting next to the man. They're 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 sitting next to the goddamn man. Call my piccolo player a motherfucker. Do something. And people just, finally this one guy got him. He said, Mr. Preacher, don't shoot. Because I ain't the man that called your piccolo player a motherfucker. He said, what I want to know is who called that motherfucker a piccolo player. That's what I want to know.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Damn right you are. It is Wednesday. Mike. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Ooh, man, I'm feeling the funk tonight. Ooh, I'm feeling the funk tonight. My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is in the house. What's up, that big dog?
Man, what's crack-a-lacking, baby? Especially with that gangster lean crap. Okay, all right. I'm done.
We're going to talk about that. But first,
wow.
As I promised. Yeah, what we gonna talk about? As I promised, light the match. Bumblebee, would you take a bullet for a stranger? So I keep my promise.
A bullet?
I keep my damn promise. Mr. Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm taking a bullet for my kid. Yes. My kid, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mother.
You better look for your damn mammy.
Where did mama at?
She was good, though.
She
had a killer cold shoes on.
Versace.
And her hair was fierce. His hair was kicking like Claude Van Damme. I want to ride Bobo B. Hey, girl.
Then I moved down to the
speakeasy.
And then, yes. Thank you very much. That's what I thought, too. So now I'm feeling good. This is the difference.
You feel good.
When you play my intro and you don't play it. Because not only is it my intro, but I love the song. I love the songs of you. Yes. Here I am.
That we play.
Yeah,
I told you I keep my
you.
Damn promise.
I appreciate you, Jay, because a lot of people wouldn't have done it. They wouldn't
I know.
Have done it.
I'm a special guy,
and
though.
I know.
Give me some sugar
you.
Then. Give me some sugar if you love it. Then give me a little tongue.
One.
Oh, yeah. I feel a tongue. Right, it's Wednesday, Miss Elliott.
No
tongue? Oh, I thought so, tongue. All right, it's Wednesday, Miss Elliott. You know what time it is when it's Wednesday, right? I mean, are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm excited.
You don't sound excited, Mr. Lee.
She's
a queen.
Damn, man.
She's the queen of inspiration. The queen of salutation.
Queen of
talk. Wanna make a bet? I wonder if she's gonna answer. You wanna make a bet, Miss Elliott?
Hey, you hear it going, huh? You can't hear it going, huh, in the background?
You got an attitude problem tonight.
I know. I got that music button. That's the attitude.
Because we can't do this all day.
Then I invite you to evolvestrategyteam.com.
Introducing
the one and only
Princess Ardelia.
Ah, bow down. Bow down. Hello, Dr. Princess Ardelia, the queen of inspiration. How the hell are you doing?
Well, you asked me to come on to the show when I'm listening to my song is on, man. What's up, everybody? How you doing? How is everybody doing?
What you mean? What song? There's a song that's on? What are you talking about?
Can I say something?
Huh? Yeah, but hold on. What song are you talking about?
Wait a minute. I keep feeling pushed up, baby.
Yeah, I do too.
Go
on and get the fuck
out. Gotta go.
Out here.
This person has been muted.
Meanwhile, while she's getting her footsteps in the dark, somebody just showed up, and his skin is light, and he's known as Light Bright, but he's my brother. I call him Light Skin. What's happening now?
No. You going to put Dr. Talk-A-Lot on before me when Mr. L.E.S. was trying to tell you that I was on the line.
Yep.
Yes, he
interrupting my 33,944, 33,945. Instead of you letting me get my licky lick in, you gonna put Dr. Princess on the line?
I was waiting for it. Please, let everybody know, that ain't right. It just ain't right.
Boy, I tell you, the hits continue to happen. Boy, Light Skin, I tell you, I've been getting my ass whooped. I mean, I got my ass whooped on Saturday. I went on the damn Kings in the morning. I got kicked in the nuts over there, too. I tell you, I just don't know what's going on here, man. He made me cry the other night.
Why would you put Dr. Princess on before me with that long-ass intro?
Well, you know, she the queen, baby. She the queen, dog.
Oh, now she the queen. Make up your mind about her.
Hello,
make up my mind about her.
Don't
you know what?
Love,
I owe you an apology.
Love.
Oh, you got love. I owe you an apology, Light Skin. I do. And I'm a big enough man to apologize. And Mr. Elias reminded me of this when I was on the show the other morning. I told you I did not hear about your campaign that you have going for your album. Mm-hmm. And you know what, Mr. Elias? First of all, he sent me.
I already
called
know
me
Mr. Elias told you. Man, you don't have to.
But you know what?
Let me finish.
Mr. Elias reminded me, and he did. I went back and listened to the show the other day. He did mention on the air about the campaign. So I stand corrected. He said it in such a way it was like, huh? But he's right. I apologize. So now, what we're talking about, folks? We're talking about you can help if you love Club Nouveau like we do. You need to go and help.
I can't tell how much you love him. I know how much Mr. Elias love him because he's already over there.
You know what, I scared? Oh, you heard me, man. You are hurting me.
Darkness,
I'm on my way right now.
Brother.
I'm going right now.
You my brother.
I'm going right
you
now.
My blood
I'm going
brother.
Right now.
You
I'm going right now.
Blood brother. You got the darkest blood of my brother.
I'm going right now. I'm going right now. Damn it. By the end of this, you're going to tell everybody how much I love your ass, too, because I'm on my way right now. But for the listening audience, tell everybody what they can do to support Club Nouveau and this new album you guys have coming out first of the year.
Okay, so we have a single that you can go to YouTube and listen to right now. It's called That Ain't Love, if you haven't heard it. Because I know Darkness don't play it on the show. I know Mr.
Oh,
Elias does, but I know Darkness don't.
God, man,
That Ain't Love, if you put Club Nouveau, That Ain't Love at YouTube, you can
that
hear it.
Love,
but we have a new album, it's called Consciousness. It's coming out in February. But what we're doing is the Indiegogo campaign. And Indiegogo is spelled I-N-D-I-E-G-O-G-O. Indiegogo.com. Indiegogo.com. If you go there and put in Club Nouveau, and Nouveau is spelled N-O-U-V-E-A-U, our page will come up, and we're doing a funding campaign. So what we're doing, Darkness, is you can donate anywhere from $5. You can contribute anywhere from $5 to $5,000. And for each thing that you contribute, you get something for it. So if you want to contribute $5, we're going to give you a ringtone that nobody else is going to have, because we're only giving it away in this campaign. If you want to get an album before it's released, like at the first part of the year, first part of January, it's $20. You know, if you want, you know, paraphernalia like pictures or, you know, albums and stuff like that, you know, it gets a little higher. You know, the more, it, everything is there, but it goes all the way from $5 to $5,000. We already have one guy who, he hasn't made the donation yet, but he pledged to me already that he's going to make $2,000 to $5,000 out of Minneapolis.
Oh, congratulations.
Happy about
that. All right, well, you owe me an apology in a second.
We got 39 days left, Darkness. So I figured.
No. You owe me an apology in a second. Go on. Finish what you're saying.
Why am I going to owe you? I won't owe you an
apology. Yes, you are.
I'm
on my way there now.
I have to
bully
you into. You know what, Mr. Elias? I didn't say nothing to Mr. Elias. I didn't ask him nothing.
What are you doing?
I just went to my page, and he was the first person. And I was like, wow, Mr. Elias, man, I love you.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
You're going to owe me an apology in a few minutes. That's all right. Go on. Keep talking. Go ahead.
Dr. Princess, you know, all that singing that you make me have to listen to when I come on this show, the least you could do would be at Indiegogo and make a contribution. Just for all the pain you caused my ears over the years.
You said what? Maybe that is just from the pain. I haven't caused you pain, darling. You've loved every minute of it. I think that it's a wonderful contribution to sing. Because, hey, I do have a track record in the singing business now.
I know. It's off track, too.
He laughed at you when you said that. That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame.
No, I do have
a
track
record. Amtrak had a track record, too. And to one, the train ran into the other.
Here's what I found out. Can I say something? And first of all, I want to say hello to my sister. Hello, my sister.
Yeah, rich sister. Miss Cherry in the house.
My sister. And when you said, I want to tell you what I found out. I don't know what you found out, but I want to say, I found out what I
oh, my God.
Is always on the
NSP.
Road.
NSP.
That's a Grammy winner. That's a Grammy winner.
SP. No singing, please.
Woo! Let's get it, girl. Wait, hold on, sister. You already know how I am, so I know you did that for me.
Hey, Mr.
Elias,
I got to tell you, tonight we're going to, you know, I have Club Nouveau on the show. Everybody from Club Nouveau is going to call in tonight, right?
Uh-huh.
And we're going to debut the song Call Yourself a Friend of Mine along with some of the other songs tonight.
I'm starting to get a little sick, and I might need to step out a little early tonight. Well, take your ass on then. Take your ass on. Go on over there, that light-skinned nigga. Go on. Go on.
Don't get jealous.
No, I ain't jealous, man. Now you going to be the apology in a minute. Go on, bro. Go on. Go ahead.
I'm not feeling that well, bro. I might have to step out.
You shouldn't feel that well. I'm on my way right now. Putting my stuff in right now because he's sitting here. He made me cry the other day on the show. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame.
How I make you
but
cry?
But I'm glad he told
me. How I make you cry?
No, bro. You brought tears to my eyes, man. You cut me. You cut me deep.
Stop it. Oh, Jake.
Hold on. Hold on, homie. Nobody talking to you. Nobody talking to you, Dr. Princess, out there. Don't start. You talking to a man that's got band-aids over his eyes. And a man that got hit in his
neck. He made you misty eyes.
Can I say something real quick?
Not you said that, of course.
So you and your constant bribery against my voice. I want to tell you something. First of all, knowledge is power.
You got it, or you want me to get it, James?
But years ago,
I got it.
James Brown of Def Jam Records, Rihanna's A&R person and the rest of them.
Oh, you told us.
Please, somebody
before.
Put something
Listen,
in their mouth.
You have regurgitated the story up so much that you fed it, you threw it up, you ate it back up, threw it back up again. I mean, this is a regurgitated story. You're worse than any dog I know that do it. I see dogs throw up and then eat it. You've done this 4 or 5 times now. Got to taste nasty at this point.
Okay,
yeah, it
just stop it. I just want it because you keep talking about.
Please, somebody put something in
the
mouth. Come on, simple stuff.
Down here, I want to be on the. I want to be our background.
Please, somebody put something in the mouth. Come on, simple stuff.
Yes,
Dr. Princess, you can sing. The problem is you try to force too many words in your mouth while you're singing at one time, and that's your biggest issue. Hey, I don't know if you guys know, but Eddie Murphy has a song, man, that I put on my Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
It's a great song.
Eddie Murphy
has a great song that's gonna probably be a big record for him.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna tell you guys.
We gotta go to your Facebook page.
Get
it there, huh?
Yeah, you guys go. You can go to YouTube and you can tell. You know, let people know that you heard it from me. Eddie Murphy really has a song, man, that it really touched me. Now Ralph Hawkins, who's a friend of mine, he produced the record.
Uh-huh.
And so when he hit me with a text, and I heard it on my phone first, and it was so good I called him, and I said, "Ralph, man, this is a great record." Now Eddie Murphy got to get serious and quit keying and ha-ha. You know, because ain't nobody gonna take you serious. It's almost like you, Dr.
Maybe he has been serious for a long time. That has to be pretty difficult. To be a comedian for so many years, knowing but a lot of times, people who are very witty and silly, they're like that, you know, on stage or whenever they have to do what they have to do. But then behind the scenes, you're constantly in thought. Because in case you don't know, the real funny are the real intelligent, right?
You're taking me out of thought. Any thought that I was in, you talked me out of it. But the song is called Temporary Darkness. If you get a chance, go and check out, go put in Eddie Murphy, Temporary.
Okay? We'll put it in.
You got something you think about that. I'm telling the audience that, too. Go to YouTube.
Check it out.
Eddie Murphy, Temporary, at
UC. All right, well, check it out. We want to go check it out. Check out Eddie Murphy, but we got somebody knocking on the door.
Thanks to White Wall.
Uh-oh.
TV and
Oh, hell.
Hey, man, are you in it?
Who is that? Is that Gio? Yeah.
You ladies don't seem to realize how valuable my time is.
Oh, my God.
My neck was feeling good, but I got to put this damn helmet back on because I got a funny feeling. You ain't get sprinkled.
I saw some asses wiggling. I want some perfection. Rob
Smooth that came out of the damn woodwork. What the hell is going on, Rob Smooth?
What's up there, big black? Hey, what's up,
watch
family?
Out.
It's been a long time. Oh, my bad. Hey,
hi,
Mr. Elliott, you got me, partner. You got me.
Let me hurry up and say hi, because you about to be muted in 2 seconds anyway.
Yeah, tell him again.
Hey, what's up there, Jay King?
What's happening, Big Rob? What's happening with you, Rob Smooth, the smoothest of them all? He's so smooth.
Well, check
he makes smooth say, that's smooth.
Hey,
what's up, Rob?
Man.
What?
If you waiting on Jay to contribute to your
campaign,
check it out. By the time you get through holding your breath, you'll be as blue black as he is. But anyway,
gotta go.
This person has been muted.
That's exactly why I said hi real quick, because I knew.
Hey, thanks, Rob.
Thanks, man. Thanks for your contribution to the show, as always. You come right in.
And I just want
your
Rob
eye.
To know that that my brother, oh, man, no, he's dead. No, he's dead. Down, down, down.
Oh, yeah.
Down.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. That's all right.
Hey, but Mr. Rao, Mr. Rao.
Yes. All right, bro.
Where my blucking, Rolexes at, man?
Hey, man, I have to talk to you about that. I talked to you about that, bro. Seriously, I got to talk to you about that. I'm
see,
serious.
I'll
talk to you about that. I'll talk to you about that.
Turn blue-black. I'm passing out. I've been waiting 2 weeks for them.
Yeah, I know you have, bro. I know you have. Calm down. All right, 347-851-1272. This set is just gone. So we might as well listen before we the QOD's coming up, I promise you people. Right, the QOD's coming up. The QOD tonight is who's your favorite comedian? So we're gonna have some fun with that. Plus, top of the hour, Lightskin has already told us what's coming up in the music business the way I see it. Club Nouveau is in the house. Don't forget now, you gotta go support them. If you want the album, if you like the album, then you need to support them. That's what you need to do.
Well, you know
so,
what
you know, bottom line
stuff,
is, put your money where your mouth is.
We get a lot
is.
Of people
and,
that say it like
and the website, once again, is, what is it, Indiegogo or something like that? Indiegogo.
Indiegogo. Now, when you went there, IndieGogo.com. Now, you see
yes.
how easy it was? You went there, just like I said, you just put my name in there, and it came right up, right?
No, I went to your Facebook page and went there from
oh,
there.
You went to my Facebook page and hit this.
Yes.
Yes, if people go to my Facebook page, they can just hit the link.
Yeah, that's what I did. So I hit the link and I went in, and so now I'm officially a contributor towards the album. And it feels so good, reunited, and it feels so good. And it feels
well, you
so
know,
good.
I'm getting, I'm getting a great response out of the South already. That's where the record is starting at. I got stations in the biggest station in Mississippi. You know, 100,000 Water came on the record today. So
oh,
we got,
really?
You know, yeah, we got about 20 stations on the record. You know, California, it, you know. California don't start records. You know what I mean? It don't go down in California like that. It go down in the South like that. California is on the late break, always. Even when I did Rumors, California was almost 5 months behind on Rumors.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
never,
great
never.
Price.
California and New York aren't markets where you break records.
Huh.
Believe it or not, well, records break in Dothan, Alabama, Greenwood, Mississippi, Anchorage, Alaska.
Huh.
That's where records break.
Wow. There's something new. All that
uh-huh.
more is coming up at you.
And then
the
major
hour.
Markets are just tag along. They say, okay, everybody else doing it. I guess we need to do it too.
Yeah, exactly. They jump on in. They get in where they fit in. Uh-huh. All right, all right. Look, tell you what, folks. We got to step out, take a break. Coming up, the QOD, the question of the day. The QOD is your favorite comedian. We're going to get into that conversation. Plus, tonight in the listening lounge, old school hip-hop should be fun. All that more is just around the corner. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Write the number down, 347-850-1272. We'll be right back after this.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman, verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the J. Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad, get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The J. Ryle Show and the serious side of The J. Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. We're heading to Wertherville, Georgia. Liberty County Sheriff's deputies and Wertherville police are searching for a missing girl. Wertherville police are asking for the public's help in finding Tylita Gross, 12, who was last seen at 3:45 p.m. Tuesday getting off the school bus near Shaw Road at Sabrina Circle in Wertherville. A volunteer from Jessup
brought his search dog to try to track her down, but the trail went cold. Investigators are talking to family, friends, and neighbors. The Liberty County Emergency Management Agency issued an alert on Wednesday morning. Authorities are using dogs from Jessup to try to track her. Tyletta is described as 5'4", and she weighs 180 pounds. She has black braided hair and was last seen wearing a school uniform with blue pants, blue skirt, and a blue sweater. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of Tyletta are asked to call the Wortherville Police Department at 912-368-6525. Once again, the number is 912-368-6525, or you can dial 911. We pray for the safe return of this beautiful little girl, and we pray for her family tonight. If you know of anyone who you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is get in contact with the show. You can contact us direct. You can call right now, 347-850-1272, and leave the information there. If you're listening to this show during a live broadcast, if you are in a rewind mode, then all you have to do is just send us an email, jrileshow@live.com. That's the jrileshow@live.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network, leave the information there. Or you can contact me direct on Facebook at jayril. We pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Ryle. You've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com. To obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's hump day.
Hump day!
Woo-hoo! Damn right, it's hump day. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition, mid-vlog. All my German-speaking friends out there, hanging out with the very best in the biz. My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is in the house. What's up, boy?
We went.
What you down? Mama B.Z. is in the heezy.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh, I like
hey,
that.
Hey.
And of course, Doc. There she is. Dr. Princess Aldiria, the queen of inspiration, the queen of speaking early. She's in the house. Oh, God.
Hey.
She just lost. She just ran around. Just, hey, it's my turn. Hi. Hello. Rich Sister's in the house tonight. Hey, girl.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Apple Pie and Chevrolet. She's talking to the audience, not you, Dr. Princess Aldiria. And Miss Terry's in the house. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hi.
Rob Smooth is in the house. What's happening?
What's up, man? I want my mother plucking on Rolexes, man.
Hey, man, get that stuff out your mouth. Get that stuff out your mouth. Oh, man, it's 34 minutes after the hour. All right, look, coming up top of the hour, if you're listening on the J. King Network, it's the music business the way I see it. Club Nouveau's in the house tonight, so check them out. But, hey, listen, let's get to the QOD, the question of the day. Now, the question of the day is one of those fun questions, and it's a very simple one. It's, who is your favorite comedian of all time? Now, there's so many to pick from. I'm just curious to who will have the majority. Is your favorite comedian one by the name of William Cosby Jr.? So that's it, 347-850-1272. To kill the question of the day, who is your favorite comedian? Now, Mr. Elias, I think I know who he is. But just to make it official, Who's your favorite comedian, Big Daddy?
You might think it's Bernie Mac, but it's Richard.
Ah, you
Richard,
threw me a curveball.
Richard Pryor, man, of all.
Richard Pryor.
Going into my father's basement, listening to Bicentennial Nigga, all kind of stuff he had out, man. This nigga's crazy. I love Richard Pryor, man.
Hey, look.
Oh, my God, I love Richard Pryor.
I wonder about what he said. He said, there's a party. We are gathered here today to bury, what did he say? What was that dude's name? Bury that nigga today. He said, look here.
What bone?
He said, it was my bone, my bone. What did he say? Nigga is dead. What did he say, Big Daddy? How did that go down, bro? I threw that all up. How did it go?
He's still at the party because he was dealing, and now his ass has the party.
In other words, nigga dead. Hey, look, he said, if you think we're going to bury you with them diamond rings on your ass, you got another thing coming. Richard Pryor. You know, man, Richard Pryor, to me, never really got the true pub he got as an actor. Cause I'm going to tell you something. The funniest movie to me ever is Which Way Is Up. Oh, man, that movie is the funniest. That is one of my favorite movies of all time. And nobody really gives me credit for that. So Richard Pryor, yeah, you're right, man. The one and out.
After watching this documentary, man, I was like, wow, man. Richard was, man, he was something else. But, man, he messed up a lot of things, man. Especially after his grandmother died. Because, you know, 20th Century Fox gave him $20 million at the time, which is a lot of money, to develop a black movie company. And guess what was the first movie somebody came to him with and he turned it down?
What's that?
Purple Rain. He said it wasn't going to be a smash. Jim Brown told him it wasn't going to be a smash movie at all. But they gave the money to him and Jim Brown. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You saying like $20 million was like back in the day, that's a lot of money. Negro, that's still a lot of money. What the hell are you talking about? Damn.
Well, I'm saying as far as to make a movie, hell, you pay actors that now.
Hey, man.
Actors
that's true,
get
I
off
guess.
Of one movie. Yeah.
Yeah, for $20 million. I would sure love to have $20 million to do something like that. All right, so Richard Pryor, that's a good one. So, all right, Momo B, who's your favorite comedian or comedian?
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I don't know why you came to me now when you usually talk to me last.
I'm going to come to me last, then.
No. I want you to come to me now because the truth of the matter is I don't get ready to say anything Michelle Yeah said. Richard Pryor. That's my dude right there. And I'm saying dude because I know your show, we got to say the right words. And if I say dude, you probably say the N word for real. No, I'm going to tell you this. Let me pause and get me a regroup and tell you for real that I used to really sneak my father had cassette of Richard Pryor. I would sneak up. I had a cassette player. It was like Winnie the Pooh.
Radio Shack.
It was a Raggedy Ann and Andy cassette player. And I had a cassette player with some little bull cassette. I would sneak the Richard Pryor cassette that he had, and I would listen to them at night. Late at night. When I was supposed to be up, I would listen to them. Like, I would laugh so much that in the morning, I would remember what I was laughing at. I would continue to laugh. And my mother was asking, what's so funny? What are you laughing at? I couldn't even explain to her what was funny because I didn't have no answer for that. You know when your mother asked you a question back in the day, you had to have an answer. Like, hello, what you laughing at? There had to be an answer. I didn't have no answer, not because I couldn't think of none. I couldn't thought of anything like, what's funny? Oh, I don't know, maybe this or that. But I knew I was lying. I can't lie to my mother. I can't lie. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, she doesn't know I'm lying. She always knew when I was lying. So what are you laughing at? I'm just remembering, yo, he was hurt. I've never in my life heard anybody curse as much as I heard this man curse. And I was fascinated. I was truly fascinated by the way he cursed.
That left an impression on you, huh?
Yes. Yeah, sure
that explains
did.
It.
Thank you very much. I loved it. Love it. I would sneak and listen to his little cassettes, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was so real to me. Because, number one, no, check this. Number one, I was doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing, was listening to his cassettes. It was off limits. But I was like, oh, what is this? Like, my father would laugh so much when he heard it. I want to know what was so funny, because I want to laugh. I always want to laugh. So So I want to know what was so funny, because my father wasn't really the laughing type. He wasn't. Like, he was cracking the jokes. Otherwise, it wasn't nothing too much funny to him. So I want to realize what was making my father laugh so much. So when he was listening to this, I was like, I got to hear it. I got to know what it is. So I was sneaking to listen to it, and this man was so funny. It was so fascinating. I'm like, yo, he's cursing, which is what I love to hear all the time.
Of course.
He's cursing. I got away with sneaking to listen to it, and I'm not busted. I'm chilling. I heard all this stuff. It was like embedded in my head. Like, I heard everything that I've never heard in life. Like, this was the first time I was over thrilled with this man. Like, it was like, what? I could have died. If I would have died for being over and thrilled about somebody, it would have been him. Like, he had the most, like, I was, I can't even explain it. Like, right now, I'm, like, babbling. I can't even explain what I'm trying to say. This man right here, even though there was many comedians after him, though, like, there was more, but he was the first. And that's why I want to acknowledge him, because he was the first person who I really
sat back,
snuck and listened to, like, sitting back in the middle of my bed in the corner, hoping nobody would come in the room where I'm trying to listen to what he's saying. And you got to bow on my low, because there was no headphones. So I'm by the ear to the thing, and I'm trying to listen. And he was just cursing and cursing. I'm like,
alrighty.
I love it.
So we have Richard to blame for all this chaos that you be bringing with all these cousins. Thank you, Momo B.
I talk because of him. I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, well, thank you, Richard.
That guy.
He's the greatest of all time.
Him.
All right.
Yes,
all right, listen, Rich Sister. Now, I got to, this is good. I want to find out. Rich Sister, who's your favorite comedian of all time?
Definitely one of my favorites. He was already mentioned, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Wow. Really? I mean, I like Richard Pryor.
Wow.
Now, I like Richard Pryor, but
yeah.
I'm more so with Eddie Murphy. Was at a point where I really watched him and watching his stuff, and you know, that's one who I kind of grew up kind of really watching.
Tell us one of your jokes. Okay, you got to tell us. Okay, you got to tell us who he is, and you got to give us one of his jokes that you remember. Tell us one of Eddie Murphy's jokes. Come on, you got to tell us one. If your favorite comedian, you should be able to tell us a joke.
Why are you asking me this?
Well, because I kind of want to hear you say a joke. So can you tell us one of his jokes?
Eddie Murphy was my number second. Like, he's my number two. And the reason why he's my number two is because he sounds so much like Eddie Murphy. I mean, I'm saying Eddie Murphy. What I'm saying? Eddie Murphy sounds so much like Richard Pryor. Like, Richard Pryor was like one of his, you know, people he looked up to.
He did that.
So, yeah, exactly. So, Eddie Murphy is my number two. He is. Richard Pryor is number one. Eddie Murphy is number two. Eddie looked up to Richard, and he has the same style. Like, you know, Richard Pryor, like,
buddy
I
love
him. You know what
I
mean? Eddie Murphy, a lot of people my age don't do. They will say Eddie Murphy because they my age. But like I said, I was sneaking and listening to him because I was into the Richard Pryor. So I was sneaking like, what are we laughing at? I heard some mad curse. I didn't know what was so funny. But I want to know because I like laughing and I like cursing. So I got all two for one.
I like laughing, cursing, and you forgot drinking. You forgot to add that one to the list, too.
That was later.
All right, Dr. Prisoner, give me your favorite comedian.
I tell you, my favorite comedian does happen to be Eddie Murphy. He's one of them.
Wow.
I got Eddie Murphy and Samuel L. Jackson. I don't know which.
Samuel L. Jackson.
There we go.
I said comedian. Dodo Bird. You just doing stuff that's off. Samuel L. Jackson. He's not a comedian. Has he done stand-up
right
before?
Okay, well, he's funny to me, so, okay, fine. Anyway.
Okay.
He's funny to me. Okay.
Okay, so tell me an Eddie Murphy joke.
Oh, then that's service without.
All right, Miss Terry, who's your favorite comedian?
Hold on, before you go to the stage, why did you ask me?
Hold on, we got to get everybody, Mo. What you doing?
Why did you ask me to tell you a Richard Pryor joke?
I just thought of Rich's sister because I thought Rich's sister, I was going to try to trick her into cussing, but it didn't work.
All right, so Miss Terry.
Yes,
yes.
Well, give me your favorite comedian.
Okay.
Well, you know.
My favorite comedian is Bernie Mac.
Well, tell you something. Tell you something. Milk and cookies. Got milk cookies. Yeah. That's your favorite
comedian. That's my first one. My second one would come from my parents because I listened. They played him all the time was Red Fox. My mother would play Red Fox on the old 76s. That man was crazy back in the day.
He was nasty.
He was nasty.
That's what little Red Fox. I would be flustered if I was caught listening to that. That would kill me. I'd be dead.
But you know the thing is, I couldn't listen to him because when I first heard him start talking like that, I'm like, damn, that's Fred Sanford talking like that. And I couldn't do it.
He was too old. That's what it was. He was too old and he's doing what we thought. Like, I felt funny. I was like, oh, my God, he's an old man. What is this? And he's talking about
he's stupid.
What?
Oh, God.
I like him because he cursed too, but he was extra.
Of course.
I couldn't rock with him.
When he performed, he was, first of all, drunk with a drink in his hand and smoking something. So,
yeah, we know that, yeah.
And the weird part about it is that my mother would not allow anyone to she didn't want to hear Richard Pryor, but yet you would listen to Red Fox. I couldn't understand it. But they heard Red Fox so much that I guess, you know, it was different. Because once you start saying the N-word and all that, I think that generation really didn't want to hear that. So they were kind of listening more to Red Fox. So my parents
didn't use that word too?
No, not really.
Not really.
Red Fox really used the. He really was a sexual man.
Yeah.
But the thing about me, why I can't get with him is because he was too old to be talking. So I thought he was too old to be talking. I felt like I was doing something wrong. Like for real, why did you sneak and listen to Red Fox? I was just listening to. Richard Pryor. I was just sneaking and listening to Kirsten. But for Red Fox, I really thought I was doing something bad. Like, oh my God, Mama's gonna kill me if she knows I was listening to this. Like, turn out because he was really sexual, and you know, at age of 11 and 12, sexual. You're gonna get a beat to last you a lifetime. So that's why I couldn't mess with Red Fox. But
he talked nasty, man.
Yeah, he was too sexual.
Can I say one more person and shut up?
Yes. Can I say
one more person that you guys are gonna say, I don't know why you like him. But in the newer one, and everybody gonna say, oh, this is I love Cat Williams.
I don't know why. He's funny.
Let me tell you why he's funny. Because the stuff that he talks about is ghetto stuff and hood
is
stuff.
It's real. So people,
you know, so that's
just
why it's so funny.
Yeah, because he's real. No, you don't count. Williams is real. The person I thought you were going to say, oh, here we go with the phone.
All right, 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272, Mr. Elias, man. Who we have, Dow?
Got the real deal on the line with us, Jay.
Who?
The correct.
Who?
Jay Kinsolza.
Oh, what's up, baby? How you doing, girl?
I'm all right. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing what I'm doing. Ooh, I'm feeling good now, girl. I'm feeling fine, baby. Ooh, wait. What's happening with you?
Sorry,
girl. Who
is it again?
This is the real deal, yeah. Who's your favorite comedian girlfriend?
I have six
got to think about it, especially because you want people to know some of the jokes. My favorite really is Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby. And aside
Who?
From
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And, you know, because he does a lot of jokes about family life, and it's pretty clean and stuff. But, you know, one of my favorite jokes he had is when he said, why is it your mother is always more concerned about the condition of your underwear if you're in a car accident?
What?
He said, that's what an accident is. First you say it, then you do it.
You know, I like Bill Cosby. And to me, if you're a comedian that can make people laugh without using those major curse words, see, I think it's an art form for you to make people laugh without just using just these crazy, belligerent, I mean, I'm not going to say belligerent because it's comedy, but to use some of that just vulgar language to make people laugh, I think, to me, Mr. Elias, it's an art form.
Yeah, them bad.
But definitely another one back in the day that I.
Who? Yes.
Definitely another one.
Who is this? Who?
Definitely another one back in the day that I liked was Moms Mabley.
Yeah, I love Moms, man. Oh God, she was good.
She was.
You know, I don't remember.
The only thing I remember about her is that.
You don't remember her? You don't remember her?
I remember the album.
I know, dude. Funky world.
You're a little bougie for that.
Okay, see, you just had to get your little wisecrack in. Thank you very much.
You probably like Bill Cosby. You probably more your level, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I wear the same kind of sweaters, too. Thank you, very whatever.
All right.
All right, we'll deal with a little girl. Thank you. Do you have another comedian?
Yeah, I have another one. The other one, and he's not with us anymore, but the great Flip Wilson was good. And you know,
the
and
devil
you know
made
I
me do it.
When he was back to, and that's my favorite, when he was Geraldine. And also when he did The Church of What's Happening Now.
Yeah, that was funny.
But when he was Geraldine Jones, he was on the David Frost show. David Frost interviewed Geraldine and asked her to explain what is the meaning of love. And she said, love is a feeling you feel when you're about to feel a feeling you have never felt before. Watch out.
Yes, the great Flip Wilson. All right, baby. Well, thank you for calling in, girl. Mwah! Love you. Oh, I know, baby. Come give it to him. My tongue's open. My mouth is open. My tongue's sticking out.
Oh, my God.
Woo, I love you.
Say goodbye to the
J.
King.
You just nasty. You just smell nasty.
All right. Listen, everybody on the J. King Network, we love you. God bless you. We'll see you back here next Wednesday right here on the J. Ryle Show. God bless. Peace and head grease.
I'm getting kind of sick, so I'm going to probably step out here in a minute, man.
Oh, yeah, whatever. All right, Rob Smooth, man. Look here, man. Give me your favorite comedian, dawg. Oh, Rob Smooth put a Dr. Princess up there. He gave us a pump fake. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let me tell you one of my favorite comedians. Robin Harris is one of my favorite comedians. I think he left us too soon.
Yes, he did.
He's funny, though.
Oh, he was funny.
Robin Harris is funny. He was just naturally funny. Because the thing that's so funny to me is when he was doing his stand-up and them boys was messing with him in that audience. Remember that stuff, bro? Because we play the sound clip all the time. And he told me, I said, Tony took me to that church, and the brothers was in the audience talking about Compton. Yeah, we from Compton. Yo, baby, we from Compton. He said, I don't give a F about Compton. He said, oh, man. He was just naturally funny to me. So we have Robin Harris, but it looks like it's
a toss-up between Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor. Two times.
And, you know, and that's a little surprising because I know a lot of people don't like Eddie Murphy. That's a little surprising to hear that.
No, I don't know a lot of people that say he's not funny.
He's hilarious.
He doesn't get enough credit.
What he did in Coming to America, those parts he played in Coming to America,
right?
The parts he played with the club.
What about Delirious? What about his stand-up Delirious?
That was hilarious.
Yeah,
hilarious.
That's my favorite.
What
are
you saying? Right, yes, that was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And that was all Richard Pryor right there. Richard Pryor to Second Power. That was all Richard Pryor. That's what I saw. But I loved him because he was new, he was cute, and he was funny. Like, I loved
him. He
was
cute.
So that's
yeah,
my number second. That's my number two. If I wasn't into what my parents was into, then Eddie Murphy would have been my number one because that's who I heard on my age. Like, Richard Pryor was, I shouldn't even heard that stuff, but I did because I was sneaking. That's why I heard it, because I was sneaking. And that's why I like Richard Pryor first, because I
heard
it
because
I was sneaking. What? He put me on to the curse word.
Sneaking my ass off.
Yes.
You're black.
But Eddie Murphy is right there up under him. Like, Eddie Murphy, you see Richard Pryor all up in there. So I don't know why you say people don't like him.
No, I'm just saying, a lot of people don't think, a lot of people, it's almost like what they do with MC Hammer. They don't really, people don't appreciate Hammer. Now they say, oh, Hammer was the man, yeah, but back in the day they used to clown. Remember, third base used to clown MC Hammer?
Mm-hmm.
All right, look, we're going to step out, take a quick, we'll be right back after this.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
if you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
Be a little something like this. Hit it.
Who would you call, brother, if you got thrown in jail and you needed to make that one phone call?
Ooh,
maybe it had to be one of us.
Joe Black. Not Joe Black ass, that's for sure.
Okay.
Maybe not coming to get you. Because if you're released into her custody,
yeah,
you can't stay as a mission with her. It's a women only.
Right.
So.
They probably
And you can't call Ernest. You can't call Ernest because Ernest be like, woo, Ernest going to go in there and close the gate. Take me, I'm yours.
You a lying back of the man. You almost made me cuss.
Oh, ooh, Mr. Elias. Ernest, what you doing on this side of the bars? Hey, homie. Hey, high five.
I mean, like, why?
Oh, wow.
Like, why don't you ask me why the sun comes up in the east, brother?
Rewind.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference. To find out how, go to glad.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you're in the kitchen. In the damn refrigerator. Eating up all the food. All the chicken. All the pig feet, all the collard greens, all the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlins. I love pig feet.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Sorry, baby. I didn't mean to talk over you, girl. 347-850-1272 is our call number. 347-850-1272, Jay Ryle Show. Wednesday edition, just a few minutes away from the Listen Lounge. Don't forget now, tonight in the lounge. It's all about hip-hop, you don't stop. 1990s body right now. The songs we're going to play tonight in the lounge are songs that are what I call second-tier hip-hop songs. I want to know how many people at the end of the lounge will be able to recognize these jams. Because if you can, you are a music connoisseur. You really and truly is. All right, I want to say what's up to everybody. Let's say hello to some folks, Mr. Elias. Now, listen, I've been getting messages. The chat room is open, right, Miss Elias? Yes, it is. Okay, because I can't get in the chat room. Mariana said to me, I can't get in the chat room. I don't tell you, I'm not support. I can't help you with that. So anyway, let's say hello to a couple of peeps, man. Who we got now? Who we got now?
Rich Sister, Momo B, myself.
Why are you saying how the people that's on the show, Mr. Elias? That don't make a whole lot of sense.
St. Clinton.
What's up, St. Clinton? Hold on, Mr. Elias. At St. Clinton, how was that wink wink revival that Rich Sister went to a few weeks ago?
Well, you just asked him, Jay, so let's see what he says in return for that.
Yeah. I'm going to a revival. I heard somebody in the background. I heard a preacher that sounded like St. Clinton in the background. I'm just saying. But go ahead. Yeah, who else, Mr. Elias?
That's all we got in the chat room, man. We just got St. Clinton and the people I read out. Like I said, it must be something wrong with our chat room, man. It must be.
Oh, really? Oh, I guess so. Wow.
That's the reason why he said everybody in the show before he said Clinton, because Clinton would have been the only one person he said. Hello.
Oh, okay. Doctor. Wow, there must be something wrong. Okay, well, look, don't send me any messages because I have no idea what the hell's going on. People say they can't get in the chat room. Chat room's open. I don't know. You know, man, they sit here. This is what really kind of irks me about BTR, and I try to make it a point not to talk about BTR, but they try this new stuff, and the old stuff don't work right. I mean, how are you going to increase or try to, you know, they got all this new little stuff, and, ooh, we got a new dashboard and all this stuff, and the old crap don't work right.
Right. And that's why, if I may, that's what I'm trying to say. BTR has been messing up for like a month now. You call in, you get a ringtone, there's just ring, 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 or you get a busy
ring.
Yeah. That's why I was late today, and that's why I was like, yo, you gonna take my phone, my intro, because this is crazy, like for real. I call lots of shows, and I just get like ringtones and just ring, ring, ring. I'm like, who does that? I hang up, call in, and still
call coming. Back in, call back in, call back in, call back
yeah,
in, call
stupid.
Back
you
in.
Yeah, stupid. You don't have to do that. Not when you're paying money for it. Your people shouldn't have to do that. That's
yeah, it's
stupid.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It just hurts me.
Everybody gonna have the patience or the time to do that.
Yeah, it just irks me. It's like, and everybody, you know, people don't tag. Why? Well, you can't get in the chat room. I don't know what to tell you.
Let me tell you something, J-Rowell. You tell that crap the chat to Facebook, and they will waive your stuff. Waive this month. Waive next month.
Yeah,
waive every month. Just do it. Yes, because they do it to people. I've seen it. I'm like, yo, call them.
Oh, they do it.
The
oh, I know.
They call them, and they will. They will credit you.
Oh,
but
they
you
will.
Let them
There's
know.
No doubt.
You let them know.
I will give
them
credit
them
for that. They will
yes,
do
they
that.
Will. They
will.
You in a minute, but, you, but if you
yeah,
don't
they
tell
will.
Them, they ain't going to do it.
Oh, they will. They will. There's no doubt about that. I've gotten credit. I know at least I've gotten credit for at least probably about 7 months so far for this stuff that's going wrong. So
they're
good at that.
They keep messing up. I call like 6 times today to get onto the own show I'm co-hosting. So there you go. This is month 3. Yeah. Let them know.
Well, that's what's happening then. I guess
that's
the problem.
I was late.
Well, look. So I don't know what to tell y'all. It ain't our fault. But if you can hear us, it don't really matter. All you need to do is be entertained, baby. Because Tom Joyner can't see people that listen to his show. But you want to be entertained. Do you want to be entertained? So be entertained by us. All right, look. It is time for the lounge. That's coming up in a few. Matter of fact, it's coming up after this short break. And then we'll be back. A couple of things we need to put a bow on. Yes, Mr. Elias. Something we need to do before we go?
Nothing, man. I'm starting to feel sick.
Oh, you starting to feel sick? What's wrong, bro?
Cough due to cold, man. Cough due to cold.
Oh, you got a cold, man?
Yeah,
I hear you coughing, dog.
Oh,
you coughing?
I'm catching it over here, Elias. I think it's going through the phone.
You know what, man? Y'all ain't nothing, man. I don't like none of y'all. You know what? Take y'all ass on there. I don't give a damn. Beat it. I tell you, y'all stink. Y'all are sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
Don't talk about me. Don't you want to be defeated? Yeah, whatever. All right. Listen to Wild's
next on the J-Rowell. You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Look around you. 1 in 4 kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Nah, ain't no knock knock. Who there? You know. Knock knock. Who there? I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, when I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the Jerry H. Show. Man, them jokes will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about, man?
I tuned into Jay on the J. Ryle Show.
Crazy. Rewind. Fine.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see you do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, tonight, as promised, should be a fun Listening Lounge. Hip-hop music from back in the day, from the 90s. It's one of those 90s and 80s, I think. So, Mr. LAS, bro, it should be fun. I know you're sick and all, but before you, you know, go to bed and get sick and do whatever you're going to do, you want to introduce the lounge, brother?
Yeah, man. Let's do the get down, man, like we usually do. Let's bring the listening lounge on.
All right, here we go.
Have
Remembering the time when we first met, saying to myself, it's one I gotta get. Your cousin was on me, but I was on you. Me and you together, we would be so true. We were introduced, so I said, what's up? I knew you when you was little, but damn, you grew up. You asked for my number, and I started blushing. When all the time, it was for your cousin. When we said goodbye, I almost cried, my heart had died. Then I began to realize, how in the hell could I let you leave? When I still had a few lines up my sleeve. I said, hold up, sweetheart, how you living? I wanna knock your boots, so what you giving? Don't try to rank or try to diss me. I'm a P-I-M-P, so what's it gonna be? Your gear is not wet, your pockets are fat. You're even cute, but you're not all that. Girl, do you think you're ready? If you are, then let's go steady. Yeah, man, going steady. Yo, that's what's in, buddy. Tap. Man, don't really count. You came across and you was going steady.
Taking long walks in the park after dark. We sit down and talk after your heart I stalk. Hand in my hand, you will be my woman, and yes, I will be your man. Always teasing you, kissing you, touching you. I'm not through, cause I can think of some more to do. Yeah, there's more, but in my heart, I keep it sure. And I'm sure that it's you want to explore. Every day you wake up, coffee in your cup, breakfast in our bed, no memories in your head about times of old you forgot the past. Yeah, that was fast, but what we have will last. Because what's true is love, and most love is true. I'm always thinking of you and everything that you do. But now you see my point, I feel that I'm ready. Listen, girl, I want it, I want it.
That's right, tomorrow is Cap Money. They with it, the guys going one. Just said, tell them how it was back in the day with your girl.
Thinking of the days of old, when a brother like me was so damn bold. I used to treat them bad, make them mad. Why? They wonder what I had. So I take my time until I find that one special girl that I would make mine. Has to be a sister with a head on the shoulder. And see, I'm not trying to get over. And now that I found her, I think I'm ready. Well, yo, baby, let's go steady.
Lightly salted, hit the mic twice to make sure that it's working. With all these tic-tac raps, it's hard to be certain. The one won't try to sabotage the routine. I'm living large in the green, so I'm in charge of the scene. So I won't finagle, so wait on my recital. And I prove that my group will hit you like a tidal wave. Cause I'm the older E, the D-H-E-A-G-N. And I can pull a hoe and go for almost 3.5 hours without taking a four. Your arms are short like rugs, and my spread wall to wall. Lift it slow, you know your flow. And yo, a hoe like the redhead one is on the go. And when it comes to a party, boy. The solo, the single, the only. I got to be for real or I got to be for only. Now when I step off the stage, the girls become lonely. Your papa must be homely cause your mother wants a This is the year for every out to bloom. Well, my style starts like Max said, room. When you save a lot of money, that means you consume.
when you blow it on a charge, you're a stupid buffoon. I like the Cleveland Indians, save all my minions. I used to watch a show called Mark and Mindy, and now I like to MC while some smoke sexy. If you got a cough, I'm the stuff in your Bendy. Pump it in the Jeep, playing to a freak. I wish your peace and blessings may your whole life be complete. Cause my style is explicit, a blizzard couldn't diss it. Many had doubts, so when I'm like with biscuits, but that's okay. Because when it comes to a party, party.
The fellas too.
Go, go,
go. Money making
ready, slick, go, go, go.
The fly girls.
Go, go, go.
Yo, you ready for the next one?
Go, go,
here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Counterclockwise is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now I could drop science like that and don't even have to rhyme.
Even have to rhyme.
MCs give me no scuffle, no hassle or no tussle. I prefer Doritos, don't like bridges and bubbles. The rooftop is rocking, Palladium is clocking. Latin Quarter tossing on the Brooklyn Brothers dropping. Anybody gullible looking in the party? You never catch the red going dead with a hottie. But now my job is over, I'm due for the night. Watch out, tell them what we do.
We got DJ Eddie S. Are you there? Talk to me.
You know.
Now lend me your ear because I think you should hear me out. Listen to father because I'm not about to talk about the birds and the bees because I want to get to know ya. I'm here till the end, so baby, let me show ya that I'm a real man, not out for the one night. Sex ain't my appetite, I just want to treat you right because love, I got a lot, so dig it. And if you understand, then sugar, get with it. Since baby, I know that we can parlay, parlay. And when you give my love, you love it because it's a trick for the Friday. But anyway, I'm not extra. How would I look trying to hit you and I just met you to understand if you do say I do and if you don't, then you're lost. Because I'm real as I wanna ask real to be. My Nubian sister, I'm gonna get with you.
About things that we normally don't think about. What I found out was that earwax helps keep the eardrum clean. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, man.
That doctors recommend that you do not remove earwax. Did you know that?
No, because isn't that what caused you to have vertigo?
Vertigo?
Yeah.
No, I think it's a situation where if it's too much, but it protects the eardrums from getting wet. It protects the eardrums from dirt. So it's a body's natural chemical. What?
But here you can have an excess of it, so
yes,
that can cause much damage to the
eardrums.
Well, yeah,
but that's stupid because who's gonna know when it's an excess of or not when they clean it? I'm not cleaning my ears because it's going to help it, but when it's just too much, who knows that earwax? Clean your damn ears and move on with your life. I can't even understand what you're saying right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it's saying, though.
Well,
I mean, so if you look it up.
I just can't understand what you're saying. I heard what you said, but I don't understand what you're saying. So when it's too much earwax and enough, and when you clean
1 minute left.
Like, who does that? Like, that's stupid.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what.
Yeah, I don't know
Wikipedia
either. So you should just let that off.
It's not stupid. Let's just say it's something you've never heard of. Really, not stupid.
I can't even hear her either. So move on.
All right. For all of you all who may, let me tell you something, Miss Elias. Let me ask you a question, man. And you know, the fate of this show depends on you. Should we bring back the True Purpose Development Show?
Let's talk off. Let's talk off the air.
Let's talk off the air,
man.
Okay. I just want to ask. I just want to ask. Should we bring back two purposes?
We'll talk off the air, man. We will talk off the air, man.
Without all of the strings.
Should we bring the True Purpose Development Show? That's all I'm asking. Should we bring it back?
Off
so,
the air, man. Okay. Somebody's going to run that show.
Yeah, come on with it, because I don't want to run out of time.
Four, three, two, one.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
It's quick and we're back. And all right, look, we have 3 minutes to shut this damn thing down. And so Momo B, I'm going to let you go first. We have 3 minutes.
Well,
you said you have something to say.
I don't care about no time. Here I go. Yes, I want to say something about my two favorite top-of-the-line comedians. Number one is Richard Pryor, which I want to say something that you probably didn't know. A lot of people don't know. I don't know if you personally didn't know it, but a lot of people don't know. When Richard Pryor almost died during his free basin incident that he caught a fire and ran out in the yard, rolling around, asking like, oh, yes, that incident, it was said that it was actually a suicide attempt that the management tried to cover up and said that he got caught a fire free basin. But when the actuality is that he tried to commit suicide to burn himself up, but it didn't work. He changed his mind, so he rolled to the ground. And a lot of people don't know that. I didn't know that either. I thought he was really doing drugs, which he always did, and, you know, got out of hand, and so, hey, come on, run around. But it was really sad that it was really him trying to commit suicide, and they tried to cover it up at the end. That's my Richard Pryor. And my second is Eddie Murphy, second of all time. Something you may have not known about Eddie Murphy is, you know, his infamous laugh that everybody loves him for. Well, that is his real laugh. Then people thought it was so funny, so he thought that he had to do it every time he saw people in the street, in a club, and in a movie theater, whatever he saw people, he thought he had to do that laugh. But then when people started coming up to him and asking him, do the laugh, he thought it was kind of weird, so he just stopped doing that laugh altogether. He wouldn't laugh like that no more. He did it on purpose. He would probably not laugh like that because he thought it was weird that people were asking him to do the laugh. And that's two things I want you to know about my favorite, Richard Pryor, and my second favorite, Eddie Murphy, that you probably didn't know.
Learn something new tonight. Thank you so much for that information. Richard,
you're quite welcome. I love people letting me laugh.
Final thoughts, girl. We're 90 seconds away, so we may lose some of you guys. Good night. We'll see you back here on Saturday, and we'll see some of you guys on Friday, Ladies First Radio. All right. Yes, Rich Sister, yes.
It was a great show. Take care. Have a good night.
Well, all right, Dr. Princess Ardilia, final thoughts.
I'm going to share something that I wrote earlier today. And I want to share with everyone. It's called Beyond Emotion. In this journey, there comes a time where there is the spirit of knowing that you come to respond to only. But that transcending process only comes as a result of the opportunity to rejoice in the midst of the storm. I said that because today, I had an experience where I really, really had to go with that inner voice that shared with me that everything was okay, because on the outside, it looked like it was absolutely no way that it could go in my favor. And I had to make a choice to rejoice and to respond only to how I was guided. Only. And I just want to share that at some point in your journey, that becomes a common practice in your life. If you just stand strong and keep going, keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay. So now, Miss Terry, she's gone. Okay. All right. Well, Roz, who was here? Roz, move. Okay,
of course he's not here. Hopefully not.
Yeah, well, whatever. All right, Miss Elias, man, final thoughts, though.
Thanks for coming out. God bless. Good night.
I'm talking on saying nothing about booty no more. I guess the booty is off limits, huh?
Because
booty,
see the
I
time.
Thought, was more
he
important
the
than
time.
Breathing.
He see the time.
Time was over with. I mean, we passed that. I mean, so you sure you don't want to throw one in for the road, big dog?
Thanks for coming out. God bless. Good night.
He still is like a damn Scrooge. That guy, man. All right, well, hey, look.
Maybe he got some raw, nasty booty.
No, maybe he broke up with his girlfriend. One of his girlfriends. You know, he's got a girlfriend.
He got wrists to laugh behind that one.
maybe the booty was tingling.
You stupid. Miss Elias, man. Stupid. You stupid. Something wrong up, man. Something's really wrong up, man, for real, man. For real, though. All right, man, look at man. So can we shut it down now?
Yeah, man, let's shut this thing down, baby.
All right, sounds like it's going to be a
anti-booty
moment.
Anti-booty.
so for Momo B. For Rich Sister. Terry, Dr. Prince, I'll tell you.
It'll be okay.
Ross Moon,
like
kid
okay.
Of my main man, Miss Elliott.
Dr. Tequila Benadryl, Penicillin.
God bless. We'll see y'all on Saturday. Peace. Oh, jeez.
Hopefully you come back. Yeah. I do love you. I'm still here for you, boo. Just gotta wear a condom, baby. Gotta wear a condom.
Oh, that's so wonderful. You didn't even use it all.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
You don't like booty no more. No more booty. No more.
No, the only way that could happen if he was contaminated at some point.
Okay. Princess Aldea. I'm not even I can't with you. Like, what's up with you? What's up? How you doing? How are you tonight?
I am doing so fine. So fine. You blow my mind. I have to tell you something.
Ooh, I'm getting my note on.
So fine.
Yes.
You know, hey, I'm glad to be free. I'm glad.
I want to be free.
Yes.
You know you can't say those songs without me. I'm going to waste time. Come on, we got to keep going. Okay, yeah, me too. I'm going to be free too. So what's up? Come on, talk to me, sister.
What are you having a hot date tonight? Oh, wait a minute. Hold up, wait a minute, girl. I already know. Now listen, what's up with my old boy? What's up? Yeah. How's your food?
No.
What's up with that food?
No, all I want to tell you is two things, and that's it. We're going to move on from this conversation. But two things I thought was funny. Homeboy said to me in the middle of one of our conversations, he said, has anybody ever told you, and once somebody starts that way with me, I already know I haven't heard this before, so I don't know what's the newsflash to your ass. But he said, has anybody ever told you that you ask too many questions? You know what I said?
I said,
what's the matter with that? Question mark. How you gonna tell me I ask too many questions? Yes, I do. And I told you that, boo boo, from the start. I'm gonna ask you a whole shitload of questions because that's what I do. I ask a whole bunch of questions. I tell everybody that. I'm on the phone with anybody I meet hours and hours and hours at a time. Whoever don't believe that, but ask somebody. I'm talking to you, especially when I'm interested. we talking all night long. As long as you allow me, because I'm going to go on all night. And usually, in the beginning of the relationship, they let you talk. They let you keep on talking. Even if they got to work day morning, they let you sit there. I've been there, done it several times. So I know if they interested in you like that, they going to let you rock all night long. And all I got to do, I'm a talker. So you done the wrong match. Because I'm a talk. So he decided to say, has anybody ever told you that you asked me questions? I wanted to hang up on him right there.
You wanted to say, no, because I didn't hang around too long. Nobody that matters.
No, I wanted to say, nigga, please. That's what I want to say. Well, how dare you ask me, anybody ever tell me, yes, boo, didn't you the first one who sat on the phone with me all night long? Hello? I'm a diva. There's been plenty like you, and there'll be plenty after you. That's what I wanted to tell the little brother. Like, for real, you think you're the first one up in the G's? Hello? This ain't nothing. Talk on the phone. This is the beginning of what you got to go through. Do you want my ex phone number so he can tell you, yo, run, as fast as you can? This is just the beginning. So if you got a problem now, and this is where I was slightly turned off, because if you got to question me about how I talk or how much I talk, like, I just ask a lot of questions because I want to know. I'm not just rambling on and rambling on like some people say you do. I'm not doing that. I'm asking you questions, and I want answers. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to answer. I really don't like to do all the talking, but what I do want you to do is answer the question that I ask you. That's what I do. So I ask you a question, and I'm going to sit back and relax. But I want to answer. Like, some people try to scoot around the question, like, hey, like they on some old skating rink swerving around. No, answer the question I ask you. So when he got trapped, like, he was trying to dodge it, but, you know, I was right there, bing, bing, bing. He's like, has anybody ever told you that you asked too many questions? I'm like, bro, who really says that? You keep trying to dodge, like, you've been trying to dodge and just hope you win. But no, he couldn't dodge. He was like fed up, and he was like, anybody tells you too many questions? Shut up. And this is why I wanted to really hang up. But I just said, yeah, and I want to know, like, what's the matter with that? It's like, here goes another question on top of my question. What's the matter with asking questions? Tell me, please. Because at the same time I'm asking you questions, you asking me questions. However, I'm smart enough divert all these questions you ask me back to you, because I want to know. You're the mysterious one here. I'm not mysterious. It's for real. I'm not. I'm a woman. I ain't ducking nobody. Nobody shooting at me. I ain't dodging the cops. So my life is irrelevant compared to yours.
You gotta ask him. You're the one walking around with a bulletproof.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Your life is the one that needs to be questioned. I have yet to tell you anything about my life that needs questioning. So, of course I'm asking questions, because if you want me to roll around and sing giggle with you, I got to know what's really up. So then he's like, I wasn't trying to offend you, because he felt I got mad. I wasn't mad. I'm just telling you, boo, this is what it is. This is why I'm asking the question, because you got this conspiracy theory around your ass. I ain't got no conspiracy theory wandering and floating around me. I'm good. I could probably say I walk out in the street and I don't have to worry about nothing coming down except for the popo, like, for real. Like, I don't know, from back in the day. I live in Florida now. I ain't just nothing in Florida that I have to worry. In New York, yes. In Florida, I got this. I ain't just nothing in Florida I got to worry about. No policeman except for tickets, except for traffic tickets. But that is what it is. I can't hide from that. That's just it.
Traffic tickets here in Michigan, you go to jail, girl.
Yeah, in Florida, apparently you do too. But I'm just saying. No, in Florida you do too, because they don't have nothing else out here to arrest you for, apparently. Even though I don't know why, because when I turn on the damn news every day, I see killing and shooting. I don't even want to talk about it. But, yes, that's why I don't watch the news now, because so many other things. And that's why when people stop me for a traffic ticket, and Florida is different. In New York, they used to stop because New York precincts is what they call New York, the police precinct. It's all, like, I had a precinct 2 blocks from where I live. So, of course, the purple was riding up and down my block, and my block was a long block. So, yes, I was speeding through all night. So, yes, you catch me here and there going through to where you want to go. In Florida, ain't no precinct where I live, ain't no sheriff's office, it's not where I live. So in order for you to catch me in my element, you got to be way out of your zone. Ain't nothing happening over here. So why are you over here catching me running the red light when you should be over somewhere else catching real people? So I don't even be bothered with these people out here. I'm like, yo, get off me. Get off me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. But anyway, we're not going there. Anyway, the truth of the matter is, I'm like, why are so worried about me when he should be worried about himself? But it's still, it's Princess, to tell you the truth, it's still like I'm really interested and intrigued by his every move. However, I can see, this is what I can see. I can see he's getting frustrated with me. Number one, he's getting frustrated with me asking so many questions. I can see that. I can tell by the way he talks, the way he moves. I can see he's getting frustrated with my questions, and he's getting frustrated with me not seeing him. Like, you're just a ghost. I saw you one time. I see you no more. I don't know. What's the big deal? Well, I can't see you. I don't understand that. You got a man. Now he's thinking I got a man because I won't see him. So here's the whole thing. So now he's getting agitated because I won't go on a date with him. So he's thinking that I lied to him when I said I didn't have a man because I don't date him. So now I must have a man. Da, 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 da. And I understand that because I would do the same thing. If you told me you didn't have a girl and now all of a sudden you never want to go out with me, I would be thinking you must have a girl. And that's what
you would think you have a man.
Yeah, sure. I understand what this is what I told him. I said, I hear you. Because you always got to acknowledge, this is what I learned during therapy, you always got to acknowledge, you always got to acknowledge a person's feelings. So I said, I hear you, I understand your feelings, I hear you, I understand your feelings,
yes.
And I'm going to work on that, because I understand what you're saying. So that's it. And I know he want to go on a date. So I heard what he's saying. I understand it because I understand if it was me and he claimed he didn't have a girl, and but at the same time he can go out me.
But
I understand his feelings. No, he does, Princess. But I'm telling you why he's mad at me. This is about me. It's not about him and his. It's about me. Why I won't go out on a date with him? That's what he's wondering. Why I won't?
Because he lied about his situation.
So you having a woman. That you have a woman that you walk around with
boots. No,
I'm not going to say that. Because once you say that, for real, my opinion, once you say, I'm not going out with you because you have a girl, then that's it. That's the end. If your reason for not going out with me is because I have a girl, then that's it. I'm not cool with you no more. I don't want him to not call me no more. That's not what I'm trying to do, because I could easily just stop answering my phone if I wanted that. That is not what I'm trying to do here. But that's what I would do if somebody said, yo, I know you got a man and I'm not calling you no more. I'm like, oh, what? That's not what I want. I don't want that.
Right.
That's what I'm looking for, because, yes, I do know he got a girl, and if that was it, but that's not the reason why I don't want to go in. It really is not the reason. I don't really care about his girl or not.
I don't care about none of that.
The truth of the matter is, I just don't know. First of all, this is number one. I don't go out with people just like that. Just because I met you one day, I'm not going with you. I don't do that. I take it nice and slow. That's me. That's always been me, and that's always will be me. That's number one. Number two is, now that I know you got a girl, oh yeah, why would I be going out with you just because on the first date, second date, first time I met you? Because now I know you may be just doing what? I don't know what your intentions are. So now I'm trying to wait and see what really, because some people go out, they got a girl and they just go out just to go out and do whatever they want to do, whatever. I don't really know if you like, yeah, I got a girl, I really love this girl, I'm not planning on leaving this girl ever, but I'll kick it with you on the side. You got those people. You got other people who got a girl, not really happy with their girl, and yeah, they look up something, but they're not really sure. Maybe if they find another girl who they really like, and maybe they'll let this one go.
Right.
And then
right.
You got the type of person who, yeah, as soon as I find the next one, this hoe is history. She's gone. But I don't want to be that rebound chick either. I don't want to be that one. You're not going to get me just because,
right.
Oh, yeah, you're nice, and I'm going to dump this one, and here I am, left on to you. because until I find the next one. You might not be the one either, but I just don't know. I don't want no nigga who's not sure. I'm not trying to do that. So that's why I wait and I wait and I wait and I peep the scene, peep the scene, peep the scene. That's why I do that. So if he's getting agitated, you could tell by the way he told that he's really getting agitated about, yeah, well, how old are we? What is this? Yeah, I've never did this in my life. I ain't no talking on the phone, talking on the phone, talking on the phone. I gotta see somebody. I gotta date somebody. I gotta go out with somebody. I gotta really know what I'm doing. But I understand what he's saying.
You know,
I do.
You know, I really understand what he's saying. You are driving him crazy, and that's so awesome.
The truth of the matter is, I am. But driving crazy at 39 is different between driving somebody crazy at 29. Like 29, they'll put up with it. 39, he's about done. And he's just like, I don't know. Because now he's thinking that you must got somebody. If you playing this hard to get, you must have somebody. And that's what he's trying to tell me. You got a man. There ain't nobody who don't got a man. Playing is hard to get. Like, they don't do that nowadays. And I know they don't, but Mama B does, because I'm just saying, this is how I am. But he doesn't realize
Girl,
that. He doesn't
he
do that.
Gonna fall
he thinks
in your
I'm
arms.
Hiding something.
He's going to fall in your arms. He's going to say, oh, my goodness, this woman is driving me crazy. I want her so bad because she's not like every woman. She's not just going to fall into my arms and do this and that. And trust me, if he's walking around with a bulletproof vest, he'd have been into some stuff. I'm sure that he has no problem getting women in whatever line of work
he's been
working.
I'm sure he doesn't, because then I tell you he was fine. What?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Please don't forget, my sister. Please don't forget. But that's what I'm saying. I'm different from the rest. And that is always going to separate me from anybody else. I'm not going to just fall for you because you're fine. I'm not going to be the same number four, number five, that fall in line because you're cute. No, I'm not doing that. I've never done that before, and I'm not doing that because there's so much more than meets the eye. I understand that. I truly do. Like the bulletproof vest, for one, that's have me a little standoffish. Like anybody, like why you gotta wear one is my thing. I ain't trying. I came a long way from the South Bronx. I'm all the way down here in West Palm Beach, Florida. That's like 17,000, 18,000, 20,000 miles from the ghetto. I ain't trying to roll all the way down here and get shot to death in somebody's car. No, I could have stayed home and did that shit. I'm not doing that now. And plus, I got kids. Sister, not me. For somebody I don't even know, nope, not doing it. I'm not going to be able to do it. No, can't do it. It ain't worth it. So that's why what I do is I sit back in the cut, I relax, I peep the scene, I check it out, I analyze the situation, and that's how I roll. So he's getting mad because it's not happening like he won, like how he's used to it. No, boy, he's like, hey, it's not like I even want anything from you. I just want to go out. Let's just go out. Let's just meet. Let's just go out and just, no. Because to him, it's just going out and chilling. Like, it's okay. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that, for real, for real. But to me, it's a lot more than that. Because when I do go out with a person, when I finally go out with them, that's because I'm really feeling them. And here we go. Now, here we go. These are the steps to wherever. I don't like taking steps to whatever and it's a waste of time. I don't walk just because. I'm not walking just to be walking. When I walk and take steps towards you, that's because
Woo!
I see something.
Girl,
if ain't nothing to be seen, I ain't gonna waste my steps. For real. I got high heels. I can't just kick on my heels for nobody.
Okay, Emma say I talk too much. Now listen. Talk to them. You teach them relationship integrity. That's what we got to talk about, relationship integrity. Because I love what you said. You said, when I walk with a purpose. I don't just take steps.
Right.
Every step that I take is purposeful.
That's what I said, sister. I don't do that. Hello, I'm 42. I don't walk for nothing.
Now listen. You done wooed him on the phone. You got him.
Whatever.
His heart is beating fast.
Whatever.
He like, oh man, baby, please, baby, please.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Then he calling you like but crazy. Lady, wondering,
he
like,
all he wants from princess.
I don't want for nothing. And if you are attached or entwined for any reason, then you should just fall back and shut up. But how you gonna chastise me for not? Oh yeah, I'm not walking for nothing. I'm telling you right now, I'm not putting on my stilettos and trying to cross nobody's lawn to come and say, oh yeah, it's nice meeting you, nice dinner. I got to go back home to the missus. What? That's gonna get you dragged through the parking lot. I can't do it. I told him many times, I'm not the same peep person you dated back in the day. Or I don't do what I do for nothing. I don't do it. I don't like wasting time. I don't like repeating myself. I don't. My daughter will tell you, mommy don't like saying things over and over. I don't. And with men, you tend to say things over and over. Don't mess with me. Don't let me find out. Don't mess with me. Don't let me find out. I'm not doing that no more. None of that. I'm not doing it. So I would just wait in the cut and sit back and observe. That's all I have to do, observe. He getting mad because I'm in my observation mode. You get mad all you want. Let me tell you something, boo. I'm protecting me as well as you. That's what you don't know. You don't know me.
What he want? What he doesn't know? Huh? Yo, kid. What you say? A bullet? Say, so he don't know Momo B. Say, Momo B. Say, man, look, don't let me go out and fall in love with you, and you think you, and you was telling me you done fell in love with me, and you come with some dunks. Now don't tell me that. You gonna find out, Momo B. So I'm trying to protect you, my brother. Let's take this real slow.
You know what I realized? People don't understand the slowness of people speeding down a wrong path. They're speeding down a wrong path.
Because anybody else
would respect my gangster. They would respect my slowness. They would respect my tippy-toe dodging. But no,
right.
He don't. That's because he's living a fast life. He wants something faster right now. And that ain't me. And that's how I know that we not meant to be. Right there. Like, you want to move too fast. Even when I tell you, you can't even fake it. Like, he can't even fake. Like, he want to, okay, let's chill. He's not even trying to fake it. Like, yo, now he got a problem with me. Oh, you just move too slow. I don't know. You don't want to go out. I'm like, I just want to, yeah. Like, I'm really telling you. I just want to go out. Like, I just want to have time with you. Like, time. Who wants to have time? Like, what time? If we're not doing that, why do you want to have time so bad? To me, I got time on the phone. That's how I feel, but he don't. He want to be physical and personal on my post. But why?
That's right.
What is that? Especially
because
if you want a bitch, why do you
want
a
man for you? That is a man
else.
For you. Well, that's a man
no,
for you, man.
No, princess, if he was single, that would be a different story. But you got a girl, so why you wouldn't have time with somebody else? That's what's bugging me out. Like, he really getting mad
because apparently, he is starting to be interested elsewhere. Okay?
Yeah, but
see, I think you categorized three different things. You said you have a man that could be in a relationship, a person that could be in a relationship, and they're kind of like looking around for something else. You got the one that says, okay, as soon as something good comes along, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're there, but they're not really there. Their heart's not in it. And then you have the one that's just trying to hold around. So you have a few scenario possibilities. But
yes, and that's what I realized as being the age that I am.
You're weaning it out. You're weaning it out right now. Now you're trying to figure this thing out. You're working with it. Okay.
But the truth of the matter is
he wants it now. He wants it now.
Yeah.
And
but
that's
you,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's really okay. Because
you know what?
Yeah. When he don't fall for you, he's really gonna be falling for you. He's not gonna wander anywhere because he's gonna say, "Oh my God, you don't know what I went through to get this woman." To even to go out with a date for you, with you, and he's gonna trust you like crazy. What is he trusting?
Because you know what, the truth of the matter is that he'll say his fine ass that I've never been through all this. Like nobody in his life ever put him through all this. Okay, what that mean? What that mean to me? Like really, what you saying?
what does that mean to me? It nothing. It doesn't mean I'm special. I don't think I'm special. Like, nobody has ever put me through this. That don't mean I'm special. When he says that, all that means is, I don't know who you think you are. That's what it means when he says that. Like, I don't know who you think you are, but nobody has ever put me through this. That's who I feel when he says that. That don't mean, oh, yeah, you're the best thing I ever met, and I don't know, nobody else. What it says to me is, I don't know who you think you are, but nobody else has ever put me through this, and I'm about tired of it. This is what I'm getting. This is what I'm recording in my mind from what he's saying. This is how I feel. And I said, wait a minute, hold up. And I repeat it because, you know, I've been through therapy. So I repeat what I heard, which may be different than what he said. So you're going to repeat what you're hearing to the person who said it. So I repeated what I said, what I got from what you just said is, I don't know who you think you are, but nobody has ever done this to me. I'm not used to talking on the phone for this long, for people before I meet them, blah, 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 blah. So I'm about tired. And he said, no, I didn't say all that. Like, after I broke down what I heard, he said, I ain't say all that. I'm just saying, I'm not used to this. Like, he just ended like that. I'm not used to this. So what that means? That means, because if he had more to say, he would just said, no, I didn't need that, da, 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 da. But he just said, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm not used to this. I'm not used to this means just what the fuck I said, because you didn't even break it down in your own language. So what I said, because I thought I broke it down really intelligently, of what I heard, which is what I know is the truth of what he said. So, because he couldn't even have a rebuttal, he just said, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm not used to this. That means, so just what I said. Just what I said. You're not used to nobody, quote, I'm not rejecting you. I'm not rejecting him. I'm not. But that's how he's feeling. He's being rejected. Because I won't meet him next day like everybody else do. I'm not doing that because I'm grown. I'm a grown woman. And I ain't got time for no bullshit. All these chicks he's dealing with, look at him and say, oh, he's so fine. They just do whatever he wants. I'm not doing that because I've met fine niggas before. You're not the first fine nigga I've met in my life. You're full of shit, too. I met fine niggas who's full of shit. I met ugly niggas who's full of shit. I met a lot of people who's full of shit. So just because you look good on the outside don't mean you're good on the inside. And I'm like, I'm fine for that. That's what I'm saying. Praise the Lord.
You're right.
Christ. I'm just saying, for real, you're not the first fine nigga I met, and he must be confused. Hello?
Girl, say that.
I try to let him know, and then he got an attitude and called me for 3 days. I ain't heard from him for 3 days.
Yes.
Day number three. I ain't heard from the nigga in 3 days. And I ain't mad either. I'm just sitting there waiting. I know he gonna call. Because you know what I do know about guys? They just interested in what they interested in. So whatever it is, he ain't gonna, like, if I would have really gave him some already, then he could have probably not called or called or whatever. But it's the mystery. It's a curiosity that he gonna call back. I know he gonna call back. I have no doubt in my mind that he gonna call back, because the same thing that intrigues him is the same thing that's gonna make him call back. That's it. He's interested.
When is the last time you guys talked?
I said 3 days ago. I just told you that. 3 days.
Oh, no, I hear that.
Yes. As I said about him, like, you ain't the first fine motherfucker. You ain't the last one. That's what I'm saying. I told him straight up, like, come on, you ain't gonna threaten me. Like, oh, yeah, I ain't never, nobody ever. Like, come on, get out of here. I don't give a damn what people treat, how people treat you, what they get. I'm not one of them, your flock is just gonna fall in line and do what you say just because you're cute. Because he know he's cute, but I'm gonna tell you, you're cute, but you not gonna run my life. No, you not. I'm too old for that bullshit. You not the first cute thing I met, you will be the last. That's what I told him. That's why I haven't put them to 3 3 3. that was the last conversation we had. For real.
Wow. So you had to put
and
him
I
down.
Quite, no, I'm not calling him either. I'm not calling him. I have not. Because, no, I'm not. Because I'm like, is she really mad because I said that? Like, for real, if you can't handle that, Mobile B, you definitely can't hear through the real and true Momo, because that was nothing compared to what I really am. So that's what I'm talking about, Princess, is you talk to people on the phone first. Because really, for real, real talk, if he can't handle that little conversation, then it ain't meant to be. Because I got a lot more where that come from. I'm telling you. Dancing to the music.
It's a
song on the radio. Having the party. That's the right song. You see J. Rowell and Dad playing the right song?
Yeah, I know.
That's right. Because the truth of the matter is, if he don't like me for what I'm doing right now, this is the beginning. For real. He ain't gonna really like what I got in the end.
Woo!
Yes.
He better not cross the line. And he had better not cross any line.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Hold up. Somebody called me. Oh, no. That's not him. But I'm going to tell you, sister. I'm going to tell you for real. The day he called me, I'll tell you, it's been 3 days. So the day he called me back, I'm sure I'm going to call you and say, yep, he called. Because I know he's going to call. Because especially people like him, like he thinks. And this is why, another reason why I think we're not going to get along, because he's dominant. I can tell he's a dominant factor. Like, I tell you, he's strong, he goes to the gym, he worked out, he's been to jail, he's been shot at. So, of course, he thinks he's the man. And you know I have a problem with people who think they're the man. I can't deal with stuff. If you think you're the man, for real, the man, you can compromise? No. Because I think I'm the man. Even though I'm a female, I think I'm the man. I've been there, done that. And even though I said I've changed, I've tried to evolve from my last relationship, when I heard this person right here, I don't want to call him no names, talking this and talking that and trying to act like da-da-da, like it all came back, like for real. Like, who are you? Like, why do you think that I'm going to sit back and wait for you to call and you don't call and I'm supposed to be better? I don't play those games. I'm not that person. And even though we're not in a relationship, we're not. Me and him was not, never was. However, I'm going to tell you something, sister. It's all about respect to me. It's all about respect. If you say, I'll call you later, then you know what I do? I simply expect you to call me later. That's it. Ain't no harm, no foul. If I say to you, sister, let me call you back later, and I may truly believe that I'm going to call you back later. That may be true. So I shouldn't even say you. But if I'm talking on the phone to a man, and I know I can't call him later. Like, I know I'm involved with somebody else or I'm doing whatever. I'm not going to say, I'll call you later. I'm not going to say, I'll call you later, all right? Answer the phone. Like, this is the kicker. Answer the phone. Like, then would you sit by the phone? I'm going to sit by the phone. I got to answer the phone. He should go call me later. Answer the phone. Answer the phone. Because you know that's what they do. I'll call you later. Answer the phone. Like, what? Because everybody know me. I don't answer my phone all the time. He's going to call me, I don't answer the phone, because I don't have my phone right on my hip. I don't do that. My phone's in my room. I'm doing whatever. So when somebody say to you, I'm going to call you later, answer the phone, that's all about control. Like, I'm going to call you later, make sure you answer the phone. That means keep your phone with you, because I might call you later. And you keep your phone, and then nobody call. What? Two times. I give you two times to do that shit for me, especially if you knew. Two times. Other than that, no, I'm not keeping my phone with me. If you don't, I called you, but you didn't answer the phone. Okay, and what? How about the other two times you say you was calling, you didn't call? What about that? But you know what I realized? I'm not going to argue with nobody. I don't want to argue with him, because when you start arguing, that's going to lead them to say, oh, Lord. Like, certain people, a lot of people try to get out of relationships because they don't like to argue. So how could you possibly want somebody to jump from this relationship to your relationship when this is what you're doing? I'm arguing with you. Why didn't you call? Why didn't you call? So I don't want to do that. However, I want to let you know, this is what I did to him. I let him know the things I like and the things I don't like. So anything after that, okay. I ain't going to switch you right now. But I'm telling you, as soon as you become my man, we going to revert him back. I don't like it. You say you're going to call me cool.
But listen, Chris, you said
Let me tell you something. You missed it. What I said was, I'm going to tell you how I feel. Like I told him straight up before anything happened, we still good and laughing, giggling. I said, number one, he said, I was on the phone with him one time, and he said, hold on. He put me on hold for like 6 minutes. It was 6 minutes. I counted. I said, on my phone, I was 6 minutes. And I waited because I want you to know I'm waiting for you. I'm going to hang up. And he came back like 6 minutes later. He said, oh, I'm sorry about that, blah, blah, blah. He did the whole explanation thing. And I said, listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. The only reason why I didn't hang up is because it was your first time putting me on hold. But know this, I don't hold on for nobody, not even my children. When my children put me on hold, because my children, there's no reason why you should tell your mother to hold on. I don't hold on for my children. It's either your friend is calling, you call them back, which is what they usually do. But if you're like, hold on, I'm like, oh, no, I'm not. So they click over, I hang up. I don't hold on for nobody. So I told them, I don't hold on for nobody, not even my children. So what somebody say to you, I don't even do this for my children, you, me, him, whatever. If somebody said to me, I would understand. I don't hold on for my children. I'm not special. I always think this in my mind. Okay, I'm not special. When I say I don't do this for my children, that's telling you right there, you are not special. And when I said to him, I don't even hold on for my children, that means this is their last and final time. I'm not holding on this long for you. So I said it because I want everything to be on Front Street. So I said, yeah, I held on, but I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like holding on, and I'm not patient, and I don't even hold on for my children. And he was like, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I said, I'm sorry. Like, he did say he's sorry. And I'm like, no, I'm not trying to get an apology out of you. I'm just letting you know for next time. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm letting you know for the future what I don't do and what I won't do and what I won't put up. And he's like, okay, all right.
When is his birthday?
Wait, hold on. I don't know. I think he told me. But I don't remember. I think he told me because I asked him, but I don't remember. It's no time near now. That's why. It's no time in this semester.
Is it in the summertime? Is it like a Leo?
I don't know what it is. I can't really tell you. I really don't remember. I don't remember what it was. But it's not around now because I didn't have to worry about it for now. Like, it's not here. It's not in this section. He must be a summer baby because I put that right out of my head. Oh, home to you. Home to you. Love. What a woman like you. I don't need nobody else. Oh, just one woman. But my mama loves and I'm giving. Sister, let me tell you something. We sound crazy because I know the song was off.
I know, that's right.
You know the delay, so we both was off the delay. I was at one delay, you
was
at the next delay.
Yeah, so off.
I don't care.
Hey, y'all, we're
off. That's the song. I said, shut up. Who was that?
Oh, y'all, we're off.
Yeah, we already know. That's what we're saying. We already know. I've been on blogs for long enough to know. It don't matter who it was, but I'm just saying, I've been on Blog Talk long enough to know that I'm off, because I know the songs are off when you're listening, you're playing it, whatever. So that's it. But I'm going to tell you, that's my song. So when I hear it, as it plays in my ear, I'm going to sing it. So you call Blog Talk and tell them they need to catch up. That was a song for real. That remind me. I ain't gonna tell you what that remind me of, but I was young and he was old. Woo! That's all I gotta say.
saying for that situation. I ain't trying to get nobody in trouble, trouble, trouble. No. Yes. You see how loyal I am? I'm loyal. I tell you, I'm loyal to the game.
The interest rates on Stafford students.
You know, what is he doing? Is he playing a commercial?
Yeah, it sounds like Obama.
But yeah. I don't believe. We are on sister time, okay?
Sister.
President Barack Obama speech.
But anyway, sister, I'm trying to tell you, like, yeah, he's fine, yeah, he's cute, but he ain't all that. He ain't running me. He ain't going to tell me what to do and what not to do. I'm in control. Control. I'm where I want to be. I'm in control. That's what I do.
Sure.
But it's just so funny how it doesn't matter where you are, what age you're in, like, people always kind of control you, like, for real. He thinks just because he's so fine that he can run people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, run me for real, but you can't do that, boo. You can't run me. So he got an attitude, and he's on strike. He's on a mobile beast strike. But he's going to come back. They all do. They all do. So that's where we at.
You got to tell me when. You got to tell me when it's his birthday.
I don't know. I'm trying to stay focused, but that's my jam.
Come on, man.
Yes,
now
I'm here. I'm back.
Think about it. Was he, okay, did he, is it August?
I don't remember. And that was all distractions. I can't focus, so I can't. I don't know. I just know it's not summer. It's not now because I would know. Never be alone. Okay. I don't know when it is. It's just not now. It's no time. This is my thing. When I asked the question, I thought, oh, good. I don't have to buy a birthday gift. So it's no time there.
Oh.
We are lying here. Ah! Oh, time. You know, you and I.
Oh.
Do to me.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Try to hide. I wish I knew when the delay was, because I will hook it right off. Wait, sister, since you know so much, tell me when the delay is. Tell me what they're saying right now, so I can catch on.
Then what?
Tell me what song, what part they're on, so I can sing with them.
I cannot hear you. I'm talking to Rich Sister. Well, you know, if Jay would turn the music down a little bit, we can hear each other sing.
No, I like the music. I just want to know where they are. I want Rich Sister to sing
loud.
The song.
Oh, shit.
Rich Sister, sing. Sing, Rich Sister. Where are they now? Look at all she do is laughing. Rich Sister, when they start singing, tell me, just tell me a little bit, and I'll catch it from there. I'll catch it from there. I promise you I'll catch it. I'm listening, Rich Sister. I'm quiet. I'm waiting for you to jump in with the music. I'll take it from there. You on the air, Rich Sister. It's all yours.
Okay, all right. Rich Sister's not going to say it.
Rich Sister's not funny. She ain't even jumping for the phone. Just talk it. You don't want to be talk it. Talk it, Rich Sister.
You the Grammy winner.
But I'm off. I'm off. You said I'm off. Okay, I'm taking it.
What you want to do? You won't regret it.
Yes,
I'm a
get it. There will never be. Never be. Be a better love. Yes. Bad love. Yes.
Okay.
Na 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 na. There'll never be. Na 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 na. A better love.
Na 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 na.
Shut up. Look at my daughter even jumping in. Talking about na 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 na. I love it.
What is the weather there? What is the weather there in Florida?
Oh, we ain't talking about weather. I gotta hear my part. Listen. Na 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 na. No, treat you how we treat you. There will never be a better love. Na 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 na. That's my she. A better love. No, 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 no. Do, 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 do a better love.
No, 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 no.
Okay,
come
on.
Four.
No, 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 no,
no, no.
Okay, I'm focused, I'm focused, I'm focused, I'm focused.
Are you California?
Yes, I see the sun though.
Okay, so what is
but
the
I'm focused.
There?
What?
What
I'm
the weather
in, I'm in Florida. The weather is in the 70s, 74 degrees. Okay, got it? Now let's go. Let's move on. You mad, you cold, or what? I don't know why you asked me that. I'm hot, you cold, what? Let's move on. I'm about to faint right now. But that was a song, though. That is a song. I'm telling you, that's a song. My life. Yeah, he wanted to sound the fool so he could record it and play it back for the next show. Yes, let's make this a night we won't forget. Girl, I need your sweet caress. Oh, yes. Two hearts to the beat of ecstasy. Come to me, girl. And I'ma keep you warm through the shadows of the night. You keep wiping. I will make you feel alright. And baby, through the years, even when we're old and gray. More each day, but you will always be the lady in my life. That was the sweetest song I ever heard when I was that age. Like, that was it for me. Like, ain't nobody did it better than that. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And then came Ready for the World. We ain't gonna talk about them. We're gonna talk about them right now because they topped it off. I need you by my side. Yes. Cool, let me treat you well. I want to keep you warm. You're my lady. Let me fill you up. Let me fill you up. What? Woo! Do-do-do. Do-do-do. Mm-hmm.
The thing that I wasn't allowed to listen to all
this
great music when I was little.
You crazy. I would have ran away from home.
I could only listen to gospel music.
No, that was you. I can't even understand what you're saying right now. You're talking a totally different language from me.
Of course. Absolutely. I'm just saying. And that was the era that had so much great music. That's what we can do, but
oh, woo! Yes. Yes. Don't you go nowhere. You better not. You're my lady.
Hey! Take it. Go, Michael.
All through the night. Nobody could touch Michael on that. Nobody. Nobody. Ooh, girl, let me keep you on. I'm gonna keep you on. You're my lady.
All over.
My daughter said, are you okay? She should be in bed anyway. She shouldn't be saying nothing. She should be sleeping. And I love you, girl. Woo! You know, back then, I always wish I was Billie Jean. I was like, I wish I was Billie Jean. Billie Jean, I want to be Billie Jean. Woo! Because apparently Billie Jean was getting it. Or got it. Somewhere along the line. I know it's not Leonard Starr. I know this is not, you don't have to cry. Oh, shoot. J-Rock, he's funny. He don't want us to talk tonight. Sister. He wants you to listen and sing. It's a setup. It's a setup.
Her raggedy phone dropped.
Okay. Well, that means you're going to hear me singing for the rest of the show. Hello. Because I'll be right by your side to help you stay strong. This means I'm singing with no interruption. Yes. Please hold on. Woo! We getting it right now. Woo! Strong. Now you hold on. Ow! I've been on standby. Waiting for your call. I'll catch any teardrop before one can fall. I'll never deceive you the way of the sea. I'll tell what you need, girl. And so much to give.
This is why I hate singing, because I know I might be off because the blog comes off, but believe me, I'm singing on true. What I heard, I'm singing on true. Yes.
Just hold on. I'm not one here now. The kids are about to need. We'll make it somehow. Cause I'll share your dreams. I'm just here to feel you. With the love and dance. I'm yours when you need me. Keep on. I'll keep you close all the time. Woo!
Hey!
Help you be strong. That's my song! Yes! We'll prove you to the sun and help you be strong. Hey! Please don't cry. If you just hold on. Oh, yes.
Please
You don't have to try. Be strong. Hold on. You don't.
And now there is one. You're the only one left, Rich Sister. Your line dropped too.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, my gosh. Funny. Oh, my goodness. All righty then. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Oh, my Lord, have mercy, Jesus.